Comedian!
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let some fall.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good install.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
What's happening, y'all? Hey, 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 welcome into another funky fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, exceptional one. And she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas tonight. You know how we get down. It's all about trying to help you get back. It's somebody who did you wrong. So the kill did tonight is we're going to talk about ways to get somebody back who did you wrong. Oh, damn. Revenge is best served cold. At least that's what I was told. All right, you know we have a weather update for you. That comes up in about 30 minutes. We have news. You're only seconds away from that and the three-minute commentary. Folks, sit back and relax. It's going to be a great show. Plus, we have a nice listening lounge for you as well. We welcome all, including those in the J. King Network. We love you. It is time to get the J. Ryle Show started. The number again, 347-850-1272. And our show is dedicated to the one and only rich sister who is having the medical procedure done, and we want to wish her well. All right, T.O., let's get this thing going, shall we?
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on this TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Parts of Southern California are in flames today, including an area around the coastal city of Carlsbad. Fire officials say a raging wildfire has burned at least 30 homes and has forced the evacuation of at least 15,000 other homes and businesses there. Carlsbad Fire Chief Mike Davis says the fire erupted shortly before 11 a.m. this morning, fueled by strong Santa Ana winds. He says while relatively contained, it still poses a major threat.
Those hand crews will be doing heavy work in terms of cutting line to make sure that the fire, the black that's burned, it stays away from the green so we don't have any additional fires. It's going to be boots on the ground, hard, very hard work over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Officials say Cal Fire's deployed water-dropping aircraft. A second fire broke out today near Camp Pendleton Marine Base north of San Diego, forcing the evacuations of some military housing and a naval weapons station. Ukrainian government held a roundtable talk with leaders from across the country on how to end tensions in eastern and southern regions of the country. European officials are calling it a good first step. As NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson explains, pro-Russian separatists were not invited to participate.
Interim President Alexander Turchinov explained why the separatist leaders were not invited to join politicians, civil groups, and religious leaders for talks. He says, we are told we don't want to hear what they have to say. We do, but if they want to be heard, they shouldn't shoot, rob, and occupy government buildings. Many of those who attended the meeting called for greater decentralization and more roundtables at a regional level. How they plan to implement those steps was unclear. The roundtable also failed to address many of the steps called for by European monitors hoping to ease the crisis. Officials in Kiev are cool to any foreign-generated roadmap, saying Ukraine's problems are something they must solve on their own. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kiev.
President Obama has announced a plan to speed up federal permitting for building bridges and highways. yours. Craig Winter reports the president was speaking in New York's aging Tappan Zee Bridge, which is being replaced.
The president says the steps he's taking will accelerate infrastructure projects.
We're cutting bureaucratic red tape that stalls good projects from breaking ground. We're launching a new national permitting center to implement these reforms.
Obama says road, bridge, and port projects create jobs and help attract businesses to the U.S.
The alternative is to do nothing and watch businesses go to places that have outstanding infrastructure.
The initiative is part of the president's push to get lawmakers to replenish the Highway Trust Fund, which pays for road repairs and construction.
If they don't act by the end of the summer, federal funding for transportation projects will run out.
Craig Windham, NPR News.
In the wake of a number of recent thefts of data from major retailers, including Target, a group of large retail companies say they plan to band together to try to better protect consumer data, which says the center will allow retailers to share information. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
What does your future hold for you? And I'm really talking to the young people here, because if you're middle-aged, if you are an older American, then, you know, you're pretty much set as far as in your ways and what your plans are. I would like to think that you are. But young people still have the opportunity to write their own path. Because let me tell you something. You control your destiny. Now, you may not think you do. You may say, that's not true, Jay. Bottom line is that I went to school. I've gone to college. I can't find a job. You know, listen, it's a tough economy out there, and I'm not going to sit here and act as if it's not. But you still have the ability to control your future, because trust me, these are some of the worst times in our lives, but all things come to pass. This too will pass. And then you will be out there competing against the rest of the world. One of the things that the president always talks about is America's standing in the world when it comes to education. He says that, you know, it's important for us because we're competing against the whole world. Not just your neighbor, the whole world. You're competing against kids who are in China. You're competing against some of the smartest people on the face of this planet. The world is connected now. What affects the economic conditions in the USA also affects the economic conditions all over the world. This is the world in which we live, so it's important and imperative for you to figure out what you want to do with your future. Have you thought about what you want to do for your future? Have you asked yourself the question, what do I want to be when I grow up? And it's never too late to ask yourself that question. And to be perfectly honest with you, if you are a middle-aged American, you can still ask yourself that question as well. Because gone are the days of someone sitting on a job for 30, 40-plus years. I just don't think the commitment is there from employers to allow employees to do that. I just don't see it. I hope that I'm wrong. Social Security will be broke by the time some of you young people reach the age where you're eligible to receive it. So you have to really and truly plan what your next moves are and really plan what your future will hold for you and your family. Or you and your future family, depending on your status. So once again, I'll ask you the question, what does the future hold for you? Think about that. And when you can answer that question, things will be looking up for you, young peeps. Things will be looking up for you. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, ain't a damn thing crack-a-lackin'. What's happening with you, King Asabi?
Hey, man, it is what it is, Big Daddy. It is what it is.
And what does that mean?
What does what mean? It is what it is? Life
yeah,
well,
yeah,
is.
People say that all the time. It is what it is. What does that mean? I mean, give me, break that down. What's the definition of it is what it is, Mr. Elliott?
Life is what it is, man. Life is but a dream. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Life is what a what?
Life is but a dream, baby. Life is but a dream.
That don't even make sense what you're saying. Life is but a dream. What the hell does that mean?
That's a song, Jackass, in case you
I didn't catch on to that, apparently. But what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean? Life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream, baby. You dream about your life, don't you?
Okay. No. You dream about yours?
Hell yeah. I dream about how you never daydream about how your life wanted to be, how you want your life to be.
No, you said daydream about my life. I don't daydream about my life. I'm living my life. Why should I daydream about my life?
I position myself.
You daydream. So give me an example of a daydream you had, Mr. Elias.
About my house, the car I got, the things, other things I wanted in life.
So you dreamt about the car you have.
I dreamed about the cars I want to have, the things I want to accomplish in life. How about that?
Okay, but I'm saying, so what type of dream did you have about your car? Let's focus on the car for a second. So what type of dream did you have about your car? Just out of curiosity.
I just dreamed I wanted to have that type of car. That's the car I went out and got.
So you daydreamed about the car first, and then you went and got the car?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
That would be correct, my friend.
So what you're saying is that for all our listeners out there, if they have a dream, they can follow your dream. What if you dream about something that you can't afford?
Then you save and you put yourself in a position to try and get it.
For example,
whatever you want to daydream about. I'm trying to. In 8 years, I'm done. I don't have to work anymore.
Was that your daydream?
Yes. Yes. In 8 years, I don't have to work anymore, and I put myself in a position to where I don't have to work anymore.
All right, brother. Well, all right, bro. All right, cool breeze. You ain't got to get attitude when you say it, brother. This is like the damn match, like the match.
You have attitude. I ain't got to work no more. All right, bro. You ain't got to
pull me like that. Take a bullet for a stranger.
Absolutely.
A bullet?
What was she daydreamed about today?
Give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask her again.
Take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid.
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy.
I knew I was looking good.
But she was looking good. And she was pushing you out the way. Saving her own ass. And her daughter's ass. But not your ass. I want to ride on my baby. Hey, girl.
Hey, hello, Mr. L.E.S.
Hey, Momo Baby.
J-Bob, J-Boogie. What's up, boo?
Hey, baby. I just want to know, did you have a daydream today? What did you daydream about today? Just out of curiosity, since we're daydreaming here. Yeah, Mr. L.E.S. said you have a daydream and you think about it and it comes true. That's what he said.
He said that
if you daydream, that your dreams will come true. Just daydream about what you want, and it'll come.
That's not what I said. I said you daydream about it, and you make it happen. You have the same thing.
I heard that. Make it happen. Let me go back and say. When Mr. Elliott said it is what it is, he was like, what does that mean, actually? I want to know, because people keep saying that all the time.
Yeah, what does it mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? You tell me. What does it is what it is mean?
What
does it mean? What
it means to me. It is exactly what it is. Whatever it is.
Okay, that ain't telling me nothing.
Wait for it. Whatever it is, whether it happened yesterday, whether it's about to happen, it's about to go down, I can't change it. So I'm just going to have to deal with it accordingly. So it is what the F it is, which is what I say, how I say it. That means...
Well, of course, you know that's how you say it.
You know, it's about to happen. I have to deal with it. Whatever it is, I have to deal with it. I can't change it, so it's going to happen. And you just have to roll with the punches. That's what it is, means. It's happening or it's going to happen, and you have to deal with it. And that's life. You have to deal with it. There are some occasions where you can actually change what it is about to be, but if you can't, then you just have to roll with it and you know, hopefully you come out on top. That's just what it is.
Oh, okay. I didn't learn nothing at the end of that. I didn't learn a damn thing. It is what it is. That don't mean nothing to me, what you just said.
Well, yeah. Mr. Elias, did you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you guys just got to deal with it. And I know Jay understood, too, because it's plain in English is...
Right. Oh, now you're going
to
question whether I know English or not. Okay, thank you.
You have to deal with it accordingly.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
it is. So I kind of like the phrase, it is what it is. I say all the time because, hey, whatever happens is going to happen. That's just
it. Oh, okay. Well, this is going to happen right now.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Oh.
Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot and you get bothered. And every now and again, you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do, get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing tonight?
All right. Yeah, how are you doing? I was worried about you today.
Yeah. Where you calling from? You calling from the hospital?
I'm at home.
You okay? You all right?
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Can we keep asking or are we probing too much? You want to shut the hell up? You feel okay? You have all your
surgeries and all that? Yes,
okay.
Surgery. I had foot surgery and everything went well, okay?
You said you had some new hair put in, what'd you say? I didn't hear you. You had a new hair job?
Oh, right. Man.
That's pretty bad.
What the hell did she say? My mic is messed up. I didn't know what she said. Okay, all right. I didn't know what she said. Okay, all right. I know.
Thank you. Speak your prayers.
Hi there. Six.
I sent prayers to you, too.
Yes, thank you.
I did.
I didn't say
prayer. You get mad at me because I know God, you don't.
At the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Hello, Miss Tara. How you doing?
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Elias. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Is Vanessa
here? Hi, Miss Terry. How you doing?
No, not yet.
Why you always gotta ask if somebody here, folks? Can't you just be happy that we here every time? If sounds out here, why? What difference does it make?
You have a nice day, Jay. You seem like you're a little stressed out or something.
I am until I see you, baby. I'm stressed out. Yes. Well, thank you for coming right when it's time for 10 good minutes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are on our minds. Let's bring in Ernest, because that's exactly how much time Ernest have on the show tonight, 10 minutes. Because when Dr. Princess Aldea shows up, his ass is gone. Hello, Ernest, how are you?
I'm good until I got your big dose of attitude.
Well,
how
yeah, well,
you?
I don't give a damn.
I don't care. Hello, Ernest.
Listen, and let me just say this real quick. The last time Princess Adelia popped on Wednesday, which is her normal night, and I was here, there was no confrontation. So you need to check the archive and check.
It don't matter.
No, there wasn't, because I didn't
say
anything to her. I remained quiet.
Yes, you did. I don't
believe it.
Yes, Ernest. Hello, Ernest. How are you? Welcome aboard.
I'm great. Thank you for not asking. How are you? Hey, Miss Carrie. Hey, Momo. Rich sister et al.
Hi, Ernest. How are you?
Hey, Ernest. I'm fantastic. I am fantastic.
All right, so look, we have a lot to talk about today, good minutes, because so much stuff has happened. First of all, let's talk about the fight on the elevator. Okay, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we're talking about it. So, okay, why do people, first of all, this is what I don't get, Ms. Elias. Everyone's talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce like they're their first family. Their first family of what? I'm so tired of hearing about that. What makes these people so special? The first family of what?
Well, they're rich, man. So
they're a power couple.
They're the only couple that's rich. Brad and Angelina is rich. Who gives a damn?
Well, they're not musicians, though. So.
Who cares? What difference does it make?
Well, you ask a question. You ain't got to get an attitude when you get an answer. I'm just saying they're like a power
attitude.
Couple. Like if Beyonce had married just an everyday kind of guy, it would be a different thing. But when a celebrity marries a celebrity, and I mean, they've been together
a long celebrity.
Time.
Make sure you add that word in. An ugly celebrity. Yes, keep going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well,
yes.
Look, ugly or cute, I'm not the one judging a man's appearance, so that's on you.
Well, he's ugly.
But,
and y'all know it. Stop it.
But, you know, they kind of become a power couple in a way. Like, they both have a lot of influence and power. They're married. You know, it's that. That's why people care. Plus, it's Beyonce. Hello, it's Beyonce.
Okay, hold on now. Let me. I heard somebody. I heard a little bit of rumbling from the peanut gallery in the background. First of all, hello, Vanessa. How you doing?
Who is this?
What show did you call in? I mean, who do you think it is? I mean, what show did you call in, Vanessa? Did you call the wrong number?
What you doing?
Why are you calling my phone?
It's so much talking. Y'all can't hear y'allself. And so many of y'all talking at the same time, I didn't even know who spoke to me.
Nobody asked you to, you know, break us out like that, okay? Nobody asked you to do that to us. We just asked you, how the hell are you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got to, I'm in Branson, Missouri with the family. And we just got to Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's my hometown.
Yeah, we just made it to Downstream Casino from Branson in Oklahoma City, so I'm out with the family for this week. So I just wanted to step in and tell y'all how you doing.
Hey, Nessa.
That's where I was born and raised,
hey,
Vanessa.
Hey, Elliot. Really? By the way, what part of Oklahoma are we at?
You see
we're
this
in Quapaw, Oklahoma.
This is not 10 good minutes. I don't even know what this is.
Well, it is 10 good minutes. Get this mess out the way now.
Hey,
I mean, we're doing travel plans and everything.
It is what it is. That's what it is. It is what it is.
Hi, everybody.
I thought we
were going
to talk about this.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hey, tell Bobby we said what's happening. Is Bobby with you? Tell Bobby
we
said hello.
Hey, Bobby. Y'all
are
on intercom.
Oh,
hey, Bobby.
Hey, what's going on, Bob? How you doing, Robert? How are you doing today?
And my brother-in-law is looking like, who are those people? These are my new friends, James. They are crazy.
No, they're not. No, we're not. We don't know who the hell she is. This is a prank call, and we'd be glad when she hang the hell up.
Hey, at least all these people ain't calling in from the tarmac at an airport. I'm just saying.
I know, right?
No.
All right, so look, we talked about Beyonce. Okay, first of all, here's the deal. She was kicking his ass, Mr. Elias, until somebody grabbed. I don't know what's going on. Why do you think the sister, Solange, went after Jay-Z? Why do you think she tried to kick him in his cannolis? Just out of
curiosity. Because he didn't like what he said.
He probably said something smart to her about her weed.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
Did y'all see Wendy Williams? Well, Wendy Williams was saying
that
the people at the
party
were
she broke it down. I watched her the last 2 days. She broke it down.
Okay, so what did she say, Vanessa?
Wendy Williams
broke it down.
What did she say? Okay, go ahead, Ernest.
No, your name's Vanessa. No, I'll let Ernest talk because Ernest has a limited engagement on
the
Ernest.
Some of the women that was at the party. Some of the women that was at the party was with some group that he used to hang out with.
Yes.
Huh?
Nothing.
So
yes.
Apparently, either he said something to one of the girls that was at the party, had some large side, maybe patted somebody on the butt or something, or she said he said something to Beyonce that Solange did not like because she had his ass in the elevator.
Well,
and then did y'all see the security guard not let him get in the car? The security guard sent him over to the utility vehicle, and Beyonce and her sister got in the car. Did y'all notice in the elevator that Beyonce was looking upside his head, and Jay-Z just kept looking at the elevator door?
Well, no, we
okay,
didn't
well,
break that down,
the
TMZ.
Women at the
Thank
party
you.
Thing, let me clear it up real quick. There was a designer, and her name is Rachel Roy, I think.
She
used to be an intern at Rock-A-Wear with Jay-Z and Damon Dash back in the day. And Wendy said back in her days on radio when she went to Rock-A-Wear to talk to them or interview them, these women would be around, and there's secretaries or interns, you know, finger quotes. But Jay and Damon Dash were passing these women around all the time.
Yep.
Well, one of these interns is now a designer. And there was a report that her and Solange kind of had words for whatever reason at the party, and somehow that translated, like, you know, maybe Jay was a bit too friendly with this heifer or something like that, and Solange was pissed off because Solange will go to bat for her family. She'll fight for Beyonce. She fought Matthew Knowles when he came home with a pregnant baby mama, and that mistress, she gave him a few punches. She ain't afraid to throw down and scrap a little bit, and it had to be something with that. She felt her sister was disrespected, and so she went to bat for it. That's the big
because
word on the street. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but that's the word on the street.
But Beyonce did not step in the middle of that fight.
No, because she was probably mad at the situation, too. So she's like, listen,
that's
if Solange is going to kick that motherfucker's ass, let him.
Yep.
Let him get hit.
And
then,
that's what I said. I said,
and then today she's taking all kind of selfies with her and her sister. So,
you
know,
what'd you say
like,
to
wow,
tell
you? This is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
She's taking all kind of selfies with her sister today, so, you know.
She was
who did, Beyonce?
Solange deleted
real quick.
All pictures of Beyonce off of her Instagram.
Can
so,
I say something real quick?
That's my dog.
I didn't hear what somebody
that's
said about the Instagram.
Okay, so yes, Miss Terry, go ahead. Sounds like a damn.
Basically, Solange already told him back in the day, if you get married, marry my sister. She done already backed her up her whole life because Beyonce never had to fight because Solange is the hood. And she told him, if you mess with my sister, I'm going upside your head. And she paid out on that promise. And
that's
going
right.
to keep going on because she's done
check.
It before. And that's how you know I got a cousin that do it for me. You always got somebody in your family going to do it for you. So that's that. Leave
right.
it alone. They both rich. If they get broke up, they still both rich and we poor. And let's go on. Bye.
Oh, well, damn. Thank you very much. That was great. That was outstanding what you just did. Thank you. That was right on time, too. 10 good minutes. It's sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. You can check him out at hitthemusic.com. You can hit him up on Twitter. You can also go to Facebook and find his sorry ass. But if all else fails, I have a phone number for you. You can call his ass. 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. 739. He is one of the best DJs in the world. I'm telling you guys, seriously.
Hitthemusic.com.
Absolutely. You can check him out. Go check him out if you need a DJ. And once again, if you are in the Chicagoland area, hook him up. You know, family reunions and class reunions, all that stuff's coming around. Hit my man at hitthemusic.com. DJ Sean Juan is in the house. All right. It's time for a weather break. We'll be back after this. We'll get into the QOD. The question of the day should be a yummy topic today. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Gusty thunderstorms on the move all the way from the Gulf Coast into the southern Great Lakes. I'm meteorologist Jeff Lomhavik here with your latest weather watch. In fact, within this large shield of precipitation, we have the potential for severe weather. Not only very heavy rain, lightning, but also gusty winds, damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes possible, especially throughout Ohio into Kentucky. A pair of tornado watch boxes continue here to around 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Severe weather also possible into Tennessee. And then we have a swath of rains continuing from St. Louis to Chicago. And this is producing some big-time backups at the airports around O'Hare. The southbound, like I said, St. Louis, Interstate 64, I-70, inundated with the H2O action right now. Cincinnati north and east toward Columbus, watch out for these dangerous thunderstorms, some of which have produced bigger than golf ball sized hail and already a report of a tornado. Into the deep south, dealing with soaking showers and thunderstorms as well for much of Georgia and Georgia and Alabama. Also into Tennessee, there will be a likelihood of flooding downpours moving into the northeast later on this week as well, with several inches of rain, while the southwest remains bone dry, but the winds start to slowly lighten.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Thank you. For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker, and he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10, only on the Weather Channel.
Now take off them clothes, huh? And get on your J-O-D.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for the second set, yo.
What you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Show.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in this place. Glad you guys are spending some time with us. Hanging out with Mr. L.E.S., of course, as always. What up, baby daddy?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Oh, damn. Momo Beezy is in the easy. Hey, baby.
I'm in need of your love.
Oh, this is a Grammy winner. Sorry, baby.
I am about to explode freely.
Oh, did you hear how she did it, Miss Elliot? You hear how she did that? That was cool.
Down to the laptop. And I'm not gonna stop.
Ooh, I'm jamming, baby. Ooh, girl. Stop, baby. Stop,
that
baby.
That was my jam. What?
That was the jizzy jam jam. Rich Sister is here off convalescent leave. Hey, Rich Sister, how you doing?
Hey, I don't know what's wrong with him.
How you doing?
Damn, dog, for real.
Miss Terry is in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Hey, thank you for the 3-second delayed answer. How you doing?
Don't worry about it, Jay.
Oh, don't worry about it when I bend your big old tail over, baby. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Vanessa and Bobby is hanging out with us. Hey, Vanessa and Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones. Hey, Vanessa.
Say hi, baby.
I'm just playing, Bobby.
Hey,
please don't come on, bro. He'll do that on my radio show, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Be careful with Bobby.
Hello, Bobby. Boy. Bobby said, I got gray hair, but I still whoop your ass.
Bobby,
I mean, there's a lot of people that got dark hair. I don't give a damn about you having no damn gray hair. Oh, thank you, Bobby. Thank you. And, of course, Ernest, for a limited time only, Ernest is here. Hello, Ernest. How you doing?
Oh, you are just so hateful all the time. How
I
you
am,
doing?
I
what
am.
Have you done for mankind today?
I haven't done a damn thing, but got on mankind's nerves. That's what I did. That's what I did. Glad you guys are here. It is Wednesday. It is Mittwoch for all my German-speaking friends. We are going to have fun today. Now, look, we were talking about Beyonce. Something else I wanted to talk about. I'm not sure if we're going to have time to get into it. You know, man, I was thinking about this thing. Now, Oprah Winfrey has talked this guy, Michael Sams, into doing a reality, some type of reality show. I think she's going to be following him around with cameras. Look, Oprah, listen to me, baby. I know you a billionaire, but you need to, Oprah needs to go away. Why, listen, why is Oprah doing all this stuff, Mr. Elias? I mean, I thought she gave up all her little show and stuff. Why does she continue to be a part of our lives? I don't, go away, Oprah. Go away.
Well, you know, it's a money maker, man. Oprah's about making money, baby.
Yeah,
and
but
that's gonna make some
come
money.
On. Oprah, I mean,
that's
stop
make some
with
money.
This.
She's a money maker. You can't knock the hustle. She's a hustler. She's making money.
Oprah
God
needs
bless.
A child. She needs some children. She needs a husband. She
needs
a life.
She needs something. Why is Stedman that?
She's
when
got
you
a husband.
Her.
She's got her husband, Gail. What's the
we
problem?
Ain't talking about no common. That's a common.
She's building
a common,
her network.
Common law husband. Ain't a real.
She's building her network. Leave her alone. She's building her network. Let her,
she's
make her
job.
Money. If you don't like her job, don't look at it. I love Oprah.
She is in. He's in Omaha. He's in college.
What'd you say?
Well, I don't know. She's on the tarmac again.
I still didn't hear what you said.
I still don't understand.
Wait a minute. Let me step out of here.
Stedman,
yes,
please,
please.
Is in college about. In Beaumont.
She has a kid in college.
Y'all can't hear me, my God. Stedman teaches at a college in Beaumont.
Okay.
Beaumont, Texas.
And so why is that information important to us, just out of curiosity?
Because she needs a man, she needs a child, she needs a life, and then she would start creating all these new businesses.
Well, she needs to go somewhere to sit down.
Vanessa having the same, Jay, is Vanessa having the same conversation we are? Because I really
don't know. You're just talking about Oprah.
Yeah, she just started.
I don't know where we're at right now, but we started on Oprah.
And now she needs something else to do. She needs another man or something. That's what she's saying.
She needs something. I thought Gail was taking care of all that for her, but I guess not.
I don't understand what's the matter either. I don't know what the problem is.
She's not dead. Y'all calm down. Don't bring it here. Don't bring it here. Don't bring it here.
Is Oprah dead?
I want to know what the problem is.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Is Oprah dead? Okay, then let her make her money, and you go to make your money and be quiet. Now, go on to the next
subject.
No problem. I'll shut the hell up then, Miss Sherry, if that's okay with you.
She's supposed to stop doing stuff because she did this and she did that. She ain't gonna stop, and I wouldn't stop either. She ain't got no reason to stop. She ain't got no
children
to look after.
I don't think I asked y'all any damn thing. I was talking to Michelle
Rest
before y'all cackling ass hands jumped in here. I was talking to neither one of y'all.
No, but what is the problem, Jay Bob? What is the problem?
There's
no
problem.
That's what his problem is.
That's
what the problem is. I'm a hater. Hated it.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. She's a black woman. She's doing her thing. And
oh,
her money.
Here we
now
go. Okay, fine. Fine.
She need to sit her ass down.
I don't know why I say that. She's
doing
Forgive
her job.
Me.
She's doing what she feels is her purpose. So, you know, you can't fault the girl for that.
Yeah,
I'm not talking to you either.
You
shut
know.
The hell up.
See, well, ain't nobody agreeing with your ass, so you get mad at everybody.
Hey, I know. I'm mad now. I'm mad.
Don't be mad, Sean.
I'm Tito Jackson. Leave me the hell alone.
You are getting Tito Jackson.
You need to be ashamed
everybody
of
just
yourself.
Me. Get off me. Get off me.
You need to be ashamed of yourself. Even
yeah,
saying
you should.
Like that. You should be alone and proud.
Hold on. Did you just curse? Because I'm going to hit you in your eye. Did
no,
you just curse?
Okay. Don't be trying to throw the shit.
Every word you
head.
Say, it sounds
shame
so.
Right
everything you say, it sounds like curse words because you curse so much. I just didn't know. Okay, fine.
Leave her alone. She ain't doing nothing to you. She's trying to do
she's
her.
I'm done with
I love Oprah, and I'm so glad Michael Sims is. Or,
Sam. You
don't
know his damn name. Sam.
Sam, that's right. I'm glad that he got picked
out.
For the Rams. I think he said that was a good fit, so hopefully he'll have a great career in front
of him. Yeah, well, he's playing for the Rams already. All right. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. 7 minutes after the hour.
I'm hating on the Rams.
I'm not hating on the Rams. He plays for the
no,
Rams.
He's trying to be funny.
You know,
I'm not trying to be funny.
Rams,
see, only
Rams,
you take
Rams
it there.
That
I did not say that. You said
that. I know you, J-Row.
You don't know me. You
evil.
Think you know me.
J-Row.
I know you.
You think you know me. Whatever. All right, look. Once again, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the music business the way I see it if you're listening on the J-King Network. And if you're hanging out with us, we have the Listening Lounge coming up. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice, smooth mix. Tonight, so you should stay tuned for that. So, anyway, we're glad you're in the house once again. Well wishes to all the people who are going through some tough times. I know a person who's listening tonight said, "Jay, make me laugh, make me laugh." So we're going to make you laugh tonight. I'm not going to. I'll tell at the end of the show what happened to you because I don't want to bring the show down. You know, but I definitely hope that you're listening.
But if they
want to
get laughs, there's a couple of pictures floating around. Matter of fact, somebody post them in the chat room. Post some pictures of the two snaps in a circle.
Hey, Jay Ryan.
Yes, Ernest.
Do you remember about a week or two ago when we talked about your you had a male friend that was having problems? He was separated from his wife, got back together, and then found out she was pregnant. Was there anything else that ever became of that as of this point, or do you know?
Yeah, but I'm going to wait to get his permission to finish that one up. Yeah. There's a twist to that. But matter of fact, I'll ask him, can I bring it up, and I'll talk about it on Saturday's show. I'll bring it up on Saturday's show. All right, so anyway, once again, we're waiting for the arrival of the princess, and when she decides she's going to bless us with her appearance.
Are we waiting for that? I mean, are we really waiting for that?
Ernest, you don't speak French, Ernest. You don't speak French. We ain't waiting for nothing.
No,
well, you must be waiting for
Momo.
I don't
just
know
sit
why
your
you
ass
would,
still.
I don't know why you would interrupt the show to say that. I don't
because I want to. How about that?
Are we waiting for her, or are we just expecting it to happen?
What do you mean,
Ernest?
What do you mean, we?
He said we. You said we. I'm like, sorry. Am I hearing the show wrong? Did he say we or not?
Dicky do.
He did.
Like
he Dicky
do.
Dicky
do.
He said, "Well,
we
are waiting for the arrival of princes." I'm like, "We ain't waiting.
We are waiting.
We're just waiting to get on with the show,
and we can wait all we want to. The hell with both
of
the haters."
No,
I'm gonna put my feet up. Let's just wait on her. Let's do that.
Until she shows up, it's time to move on.
She
hasn't raised her hand yet, Miss Elias. We have to wait till she raises her hand. All right, so listen, the KLD is a question of the day. Listen, it's not really a question, right? What it is we're talking about revenge, right? We're talking about ways to get people back who do you wrong. Now, I know you guys are thinking that Momo B is a resident expert on this, and she really and truly is, and we can't wait to get her answer for this. So that's the KLD, the question of the day, ways of getting people back who do you wrong. And so it looks like the print, well, did she raise her hand? What are you doing here? I mean, you never know with her. She could be in a shopping mall. She could be buying ice cream. She could be, freeloading off some, Wi-Fi off some, Starbucks or something. So anyway.
Starbucks or Panera.
You never know. She could be hijacking stuff. So we'll know. We'll wait there, Robert. So anyway, until we get the firm go-ahead with the very lovely Dr. Princess Aldea, we'll move forward with the KLD. So Ms. Elias, let's come to you first.
All right, Big Daddy.
We're going to talk about ways to get people back. So now I'm going to give you a scenario, right?
Okay.
And you tell me.
All right.
Hey, man, you been drinking or something?
No.
Wait a minute. Well, whoa. It looks like the prince has arrived. And so hold on. I don't want to hear it. So before we play her intro music, we have to play someone's outro music.
Intro music, and when people are late.
Shut up. Somebody's talking to you. Ernest, it's been fun having you around.
I ain't worried about that now.
Hit the road, Jack. Hit the road, Jack. Come back on Saturday and get your ass out of here. What you say? It is right, and you can join us there too. How about that?
Okay.
Now, Dr. Princess Aldea, I'll have to play again. Hello, how are you?
I thought you said you were going to play my intro.
You're late, so we're not playing your intro. You're late.
You're late.
I don't think I forgot about it. Your ass is late.
That's the rules. Everybody know that.
You're late.
I
don't
want to
hear it, Dr. Princess Aldea.
You're
late. Thank
you're
you.
Late.
We're moving on.
That's
okay?
All.
Welcome aboard. No, you can't. You're late.
You wouldn't even let me come in.
You're here at your assigned time. So we don't want to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, go back to you.
We're going
to
show here.
Yeah.
Absolutely
on,
we are. And hello, everyone.
And hello back to you. I speak to everyone for you. Yes. You're public enemy.
Hello,
number one.
How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Princess.
Ernest's beauties are mad at you right now.
Hey, how are you? How are you? Wonderful.
Yes, okay, whatever. Okay, we're done with that. You should have did that at the top of the hour. All right, so here's the scenario, Miss Elias. What the hell is that? All right, here's the scenario, Miss Elias. Your best friend has stolen your credit card, right? Yeah. He went out, or she went out, and spent a lot of money on that credit card. So now, how would you get them back for doing that, Ms. Ellis? How would you get them back if your best friend did that to you?
Report the ass to the police.
That's not getting them back, Ms. Ellis. That's getting them thrown to jail.
Okay, maybe your ass is going to jail for stealing. How about that?
You're not
going
to ask your friend what happened first.
Hell no, you stole it. You got to go. You're stealing money from me. You got to go. Got to go.
There's no questions asked. Nothing.
Why would I ask you a question you just stole from me? Hell no. I can't ask you no question. You got to go. Mm-mm.
Big Terry, let me ask you something, baby. Your man been cheating on you all the time, girl. That joke ain't right.
What?
He treats you wrong. Your man, Otis. I didn't want to bring his name up since you want to.
Familiar story, go ahead.
Yeah, Otis has been doing you wrong.
Yeah.
He's been doing you very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How would you get him back if he just mistreated you in public or talked to you crazy in front of other people? How do you get Otis back for doing you wrong?
Cook some grits and whoop his ass. How about that?
Why are you so violent?
make him a boo boo cake. What you want me to do?
A boo boo cake. That's nasty. That's like Mr. Elias taking the dude's collar and wiping his ass with it. That's nasty.
That's my heart. Those are my feelings. Today I would do that. Maybe in my 20s I probably wouldn't have. But
you're saying that you would a boo boo cake. Is it human boo boo or is it dog boo boo? What type of boo boo would be in the boo boo cake?
I'd find some cat and dog, mix it all up, make a nice chocolate cake, and put it on the table. I didn't say
that. Would you do that for real?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Watch him bite into it, and then
that's nasty. That is nasty.
Anybody who eat a piece of chocolate cake, we just like you start looking. You just can't wait. your mouth just starts salivating. You can't wait to bite into it. And everybody bites for the chocolate first. They don't just bite around it. It's just, bam, bite on his tongue right there.
That's nasty. That is nasty.
Whip it up. You whip it up real good. You whip it up real
that
good.
That is nasty.
I take love to make it, that's probably what I do now because I can't fight him. I can't do nothing. So I do something like that. See, y'all, I'm in a different place about cheating. I don't have time for that.
You make a duty cake.
I just don't have time for that.
You make
no
a duty cake, Miss Elliott. That's nasty.
Hey. God bless you, hell.
She said she make a doo-doo cake.
Okay.
Who thinks of that? Well, who does that?
Take heed to that, Jay. Take heed to that, though.
I take heed to nothing. I already know what kind of cake you're going to make me, baby. I ain't even worried about it. And if I smell some doo-doo, it's going to be me and you. It's going to be on and popping. I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to be on and popping. All right, so here we go. That's mad. I know you're not talking. Lord have mercy, Miss Elias, really? And you took a co-worker's shirt and you wiped your ass with it, your nasty duty ass, and put it back? Come on, stop.
Don't misquote me.
What did you do?
I wiped every last shirt he had like that. I didn't do one. I did every last.
Don't misquote me.
Call me right, hell.
So that's nasty.
No worse than you walking by that little kid and farting in his face. What's the difference?
Hey, man. Hey, don't be bringing up. Hey, man, leave my name out your mouth. Leave my name out your mouth.
Y'all always talking about
mama
will be this,
mama
will be that.
Well, the things I do to people, they can recover from. What you do leave people permanently handicapped. I bet you when it rained, your damn ex-husband be like, damn, my shoulder hurt. It's a storm coming. Damn, what's wrong with my... Damn. It's a storm coming.
And he got an iron print on his head.
Oh, yeah. This guy's got a dent in his forehead. He can't even funk the funky fresh ball head. Like, damn, dude, what's on your head, man?
Otis would be running around barking.
What's wrong with you? What's up, big O? Nothing. Damn. What's wrong with me? Yeah. That joke sounds like Bow Wow. Damn. All right, so let me ask you this then. Now, Vanessa, I don't know if we should ask you because I know Bobby Jones is within the general vicinity. But let's take it this way. Tell us a story of how you got someone back who did you wrong. How did you do it? It's all about educating the public tonight. Give us a story, Vanessa. Or will Bobby let you talk? Bobby, can we have it for a few seconds? Hell no. Thank you, Bobby. All right, so let's go to you, Rich Sister. How did you get someone back? How did you get someone back who did you wrong? How?
Well, I can't think of nothing what I did. Because I don't do revenge.
You don't do revenge? You don't do revenge.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
That is so beautiful.
Yes, I can.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Vanessa, you decided to join us. Thank you.
You know what? I was talking. Elias can hear me.
No, he can hear you now.
I can't think of anything in the last 10 or 15 years other than the next time they called me and asked me for something, I just didn't do it. The answer was just
That's
no.
not revenge. That's not revenge.
You know what? I can't think of, I'm just being honest. I can't think of anything right off hand that I did that was just evil and mean. Not yet, because if my nephew don't make that car note, to me, then I'm going to tell you evil and revenge because I'm going to repossess that car I just bought him. So just ask me that question in a month. If you don't make that payment, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, we're going to write it down. We're going to ask you in a month.
If he doesn't make that car note, I'm going to repossess that car I just bought him.
We heard you the first time. Yes. Thank you.
Okay,
I'm sorry. No problem. Okay. Don't be sorry. Just be happy. Be happy. Come along if you can. All right, thank you. All right, Momo B, you know what?
Yeah.
It's the top of the hour, and I always want Momo B to have as much time as she needs. So I think I'm going to hold off. Momo B, we'll get you at the top of the next segment. Because we need to get you.
I'll be right
I really
here
want to hear
when
me.
You get right back.
I know. I know. That's right. I'll be right here waiting on you. That's a damn shame what happened to Flip. It's a damn shame what they did to Flip. All right, so look here. We're going to step out and take a quick break.
I didn't get my turn yet.
Dr. Princess Odilia, the world don't... Let me tell you something. See, I'm trying to work with you here. But you are pushing it.
Don't
push me because I'm close to the edge.
Don't fall into the negative energy. Don't fall into the negative energy.
Well, there's no negative energy.
You would press for time.
It was you.
We just, tell her again, Momo. We told your ass we are pressed for time.
All right.
All right, Miss Elias, how do my work?
Okay.
What the hell happened? Oh, come on.
All right, we told you that you act like you don't have a clock or a watch. We've been doing this for a very long time.
You haven't been on the show before. Exactly.
Well, that's true. You act like you've never been here.
It's a uniform program. We already
thank you.
Know
we
what's
take
going
breaks
down.
Every 30 minutes just in case you're new to the show. So we can go and wipe our booties and drink some water and do whatever we do on break.
We're gone for approximately
5 minutes. Just in case you don't understand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
right. Does anyone else need a breakdown of our schedule?
Cinco.
Because we can give it to
Cinco.
You.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Memento.
Huh? What does that mean? Cinco. That means five. Five. I know that much.
Yes. You said 5 minutes. We'll be back.
Oh, I like the way she did that. All right, so there you go. So I said all that to say, Miss Elias, I got kicked out.
Yeah,
so, hey, brother,
break.
Can you take us to the promised land, my brother?
Hold on. Sit
on that. Oh, no, he got kicked out, too. All righty, then. We'll sit here and twiddle our thumbs while we figure out how to do this.
Hell. Mine is just, it's been in hell.
Meanwhile, while we figure this out, 347-851-1272.
Okay.
All right, listen, folks. The QOD, the question of the day, it's not really a question. We're asking folks, are we just revenge stories? All right, so if you're on hold out.
Oh,
we're going to get you in here in a second. That's all right, Mr. Elias, brother. You know, God answered prayer, and he answered ours, and so we're back. So anyway, folks, we'll be back after we take a short break. Now, remember, for all of you all who are first-time listeners, every 30 minutes, we step out and scratch our ass. It's time to scratch our ass. We'll be right back.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Who do we have on the phone line? find out.
We got Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
It's Miss Jackson, but not the nasty one.
Oh, well, you could be the nasty one, baby, if you play your cards right, girl.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to be that.
That was awkward.
I want to relieve everybody of the illegal taxes that they're paying.
Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for calling. We have a show called The Serious Side, the J-Rouse Show, that happens every Sunday morning. Maybe you can call in on that show, and we can really have a conversation about this.
You asked the question, and I stated my opinion.
Ooh, okay, Ms. Jackson.
If the show is not on a serious level, maybe I'm in the wrong room.
Sorry, Ms. Jackson. Ooh, I am the real.
Thank you for listening to this show, and we appreciate you, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, have a good night.
You give me the damn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass!
Sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Ms. Jackson, sorry,
good
she's
night.
Not happy with
good
J.
Night,
Ryle
Ms.
right
Jackson.
Now.
Attention, please. J. Ryle is an idiot. I repeat, J. Ryle is an idiot.
Apparently, I walked in the wrong damn chat room. I'm going to let the girl hit me with a good Lord split me. How are y'all? I think it's safe to say that Ms. Jackson will not be listening to the show anymore. All right, 347-8.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network. It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
Damn right it is hump day, 347. 850-1272 J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in this place with us. Glad you guys are just chilling. You know, I tell you what, we hope the show finds you in the perfect place, in your space. Because I know every now and then we run into those people who want us to, you know, give them well wishes and all those different things. We just want folks to understand that we do understand that there are problems and people are facing some difficulties and things of that nature. But we want you to come here and have fun. That's what this show's all about. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elias. What's up, boy?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you mother suckers, man.
Oh, man. Momo Beasley, old pimp ass loving it. What's up, pimp? Oh, is she here? Or did we? Is her mic open, Mr. Elias? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, mic's not open. There it is. Hello, Bill. Sorry.
Yeah. Player. I'm here. What you talking
play,
about?
Oh, look. That's what I hear next. Miss Terry's in there. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Terry, sometimes she be sounding sexy. Sometimes I just want to just go over there and just raise her skirt
up.
I
know you do.
Vanessa's in the house. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vanessa. How are you? And Rich Sister's in the house. What's up, Rich Sister?
I'm doing great. How's everyone else doing?
I'm
doing fine. Tell your nurse we said hello. And, of course, the very lovely Dr. Princess Ardea is in the house. What's up, Dr. Princess Ardea, the queen of inspiration?
Hey. I am doing absolutely awesome. Hello, everyone.
Let me address something here real quick. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have something to say, J. Ryle. I want to ask you a question.
Yes, I'm all ears.
The question is, do you still got Ernest on mute, or did he hang up?
No, Ernest is on mute. Ernest's show is on Saturday. Okay, Ernest shows up on Saturday. There's a reason why we broke those two up.
Mm-hmm. I know, because they was fighting too much, but they not fighting. Why you wait until they fighting? That's just somebody.
No.
Why don't you wait until they fight and then send somebody somewhere?
No,
you can't just do that. I mean, it's your show, but I'm just saying. I'm saying. Because if somebody call in, you should let it rock. This other one, whenever she feel like it.
Mr. Elias, this has gone on long enough. We don't have time for all this. We are
Let's go.
Let's do something with this. All right, look. The cure, let's get out to the phone line.
To J. Ryle. I don't know what
else. The question is, Ernest is on Saturday. That's the answer.
Bottom line.
I mean, Saturday is his day. So if he wants to come in on Saturday and hang out, that's fine.
We don't need no help in the background. I don't know what that is. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't need no help. I can speak for my damn self. Thank you. Boop your mics off. All right, so let's get to the QLD. I'm sorry, let's get to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is the call number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
What's Jay on the line with? What's up, baby?
Ooh, lady cab driver. What's up, baby? Are you getting a fare right about now? Should we come back to you? Do you need to deal with your customers in the cab first?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are you still taking responses to the QOD?
We are, baby. Yes.
Okay. This isn't like revenge. Not like the last time I called in on something that LES reminded me about. But it's not revenge. It's not as bad as that one. But
Let me ask you this question before you tell us. Okay. Will somebody be hurt at the end of your story? Is there blood involved?
No blood.
Is there doo-doo cakes involved?
No.
Is there people getting hit in the crosswalk involved? No? None of those, huh? Okay,
no,
all right.
No,
tell your story.
Okay.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When I was growing up, there was a boy that I grew up with in my church that's a year younger than me, and he and I were good friends, and he kept telling me about this woman that he was, you know, infatuated with, in love with, and she kept treating him really bad. You know, they kept breaking up and going back together. She kept going with this other guy and then going back to him because he was a good guy, but he was really super square. So anyways, he didn't learn his lesson, even though I kept giving him good advice. He didn't want to listen. So as
then
he got older,
he
didn't listen to the advice of his big sister. So he went ahead and got this, you know, got in debt and got this girl a very nice diamond ring and proposed to her. And, of course, she accepted the diamond.
Yes.
And so me being the person that I am, knowing that she was not the one for him, I felt that I had to do something.
I got the opportunity.
One day I was in the supermarket, and his sister and his fiance were in the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And so she showed me the ring, and I said, "Ooh, Minnie really has good taste in rings." And then I walked away.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Maybe I'm dumb, but I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
He had good taste in rings, not women. Jay, you didn't.
Oh.
You probably wrote a little short bus.
Maybe I did, Mr. Elias. Yeah, that was a great story, Delia. That was great.
She got the message because I timed it just right. You know, she thought I was saying her, and I said in ring. You know.
Oh, he has a very okay. And hey, this is for you right here.
This is our little boundary box.
Thank you.
And we're gonna close this box, and we're gonna throw this bitch in the ocean.
Thank you, Delia, for that.
You want to know how the whole thing ended up, though?
Hey, why not? We're on the roll. Why don't you tell us?
She broke off the engagement, and he needed the help of his mother to get his jewelry back. Because, like I said, I was wrong about
Is his mother a lawyer?
No, but his mother's quite a bit bigger than the girl that he gave the ring to.
Oh, so the mama whooped his ass then, in other words. You said the mama jumped in and kicked that ass.
She went over there and she said, "Listen, you're going to give my son his ring back. He ain't been in debt over your so on and so forth.
So once he got the ring back, did he turn it into the juror?
Well, that part I don't really know and care about. I'm just glad that he finally got that part.
Okay, so you gave us the incomplete version. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That was good. Hey, keep them coming. I can't wait to hear your next story for the next QOD. Thank you. Hey, drive safely while you're out there, too, baby. Hold on. Jesus Christ. All right, 347-1272 is the call number. All right, Momo B, give me a story of revenge. How did you get someone back who did you wrong? Folks, let me tell you now, this is going to be a classic story.
It all depends. You gave a couple of different examples on this.
No,
and that.
I want you just tell us one. You give us one. We want you to pick one. This, you give. You just tell us a situation where you got somebody back who did you wrong. And hey, sit back. Let me get some popcorn. And hey, it's all yours.
Well, no. This is the thing. There's different classifications of doing me wrong. So we can go to the extreme, which I don't really want to talk about the extreme.
Oh, will they get you in trouble with the police?
It may be because I'm not doing all that. But
okay.
My thing is that it all depends on.
Yes.
Well, okay, I got a good story. I got a good story, and I can't get in no trouble for saying it.
All right.
Okay, check this out. Let me think about it first. Let me think if I want to really tell the story. Cause, you know, I want a part two. I got a simple one.
Yeah.
Somebody I was dealing with decided, while we were still together, not necessarily a little happy relationship, but we were still together. But he decided that he wanted to take a trip overseas and with somebody that was not me. I didn't get an invite. I didn't get no place. I didn't get nothing. I just happened to stumble upon the information. And I'm like, what? I can't believe it. So when the day came, I found a ticket. And when the day came, I said to myself, this can't be real. This cannot be real.
You
so
saw what,
the
plane
came,
ticket?
Yes. One, not two, not a surprise. There was just one ticket by itself in a little lonely envelope. So, when the day came, I was waiting. I was up all night. The sun is rising all by little lonesome self, as it usually does. And I'm wide awake. I'm like, I got to see what's getting ready to go down. Now, normally, this mother ducker, he got to get up and go to work and stuff. I don't see no clothes, no work clothes, iron, no none of that stuff. I don't see none of that. It's just like tomorrow's a holiday. Nothing was done. That was supposed to be done.
Tomorrow's a holiday. You're a fool.
I'm chilling. So, okay. He gets up and goes in the shower. Now, everything's still cool. I'm looking like ain't not really. It doesn't look like nobody's going over the ocean nowhere. I'm like, So I decided, because I know me, what will be. I said, let me go look in the car, because you know a smart person will have that stuff packed in the car days before, and he learned from the best. So I went and looked in the car. I swear to God, I'm telling you, I went and looked in the car and I saw a big old suitcase. I could not believe it. Ain't nobody above me. Ain't nobody got no crisper ideas than me. And I said, this mother ducker here. Okay, if I didn't listen, I'm gonna tell you this. If I didn't get a hold of that ticket, I would have never known. He would have left the house like he was just going on about his business, not going nowhere. So I would have been a dummy. But I went and was in the car because he was in the shower, not the regular time he was supposed to be in the shower. It was a little later because, you know, his flight was a little later. So I'm like, wait a minute, because, you know, I've been waiting for this from 2 nights now. I've been like, okay, I'm waiting. So I went in the car. Sure enough, the suitcase was packed and in the car already. After I sat in the car, I was like, I can't believe, because first of all, I never even thought he was that smart. So I'm like, I can't believe this. So after I got through that, I said, okay, all right. Now I'm thinking, now that at this point I'm sweating because I'm like, what to do? Because it's obvious he's going. That was quite clear. So I'm like, okay, all right. I ran upstairs, got out the damn car, closed the door, ran back upstairs. He's still in the shower. And he's singing a song, too.
Yeah, they're saying he just don't know that in about 10 minutes his ass going to meet his damn maker.
No, this is juicy. Yeah, but let me tell you something. This is the shocker. I didn't break into the bathroom. I didn't hit him in the head with nothing. This is what I did.
Oh, damn.
Now,
you didn't?
Tell me. You're going to be proud of me on this one.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't. I went right in the drawer where his passport is, took that, tepid. I went right in his wallet with his licenses, took that, kept it. You cannot leave the country, not today, mother daughter, not today. I took every piece of ID that he had, and I kept it. And you know what I did after that? I got right back in the bed, closed my eyes, and laid there. I lay there. Homeboy came out spraying all kind of cologne and chocolate on all this shit. So I lay in the bed, act like I'm still sleeping. Gone sleep, goes he walking around the house, still singing his little tunes and shit. He's still singing his little tunes, all happy and everything. And then he does his thing, going down the kitchen, making breakfast, making all kind of noise. Like, he want to wake me up. Because he know, well, he don't know that I know. So he wanted to serve me so I could come downstairs beefing so he could be like, so he feel good about what he's doing. That's what he wanted. That's what I think he wanted. He wanted me to start beefing with him so he could feel good about the
little trip he was going to go.
Yeah, this is it. So I was just staying in my bed. Just like he ain't gonna open his wallet because who opens their wallet and checks for their ID before they go on a trip?
They don't.
Maybe
nobody.
Women
nobody.
Will. Maybe women will because I always do I don't want no surprises. I do. I really do. But he don't, and I knew he wouldn't. He got in the car. He went on to the car like he was just going wherever the hell he thought he was going. Hopefully, started up the car, turned up the music and everything like boom, 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 boom. Like he was just chilling. I was like, all right, I'm looking out the window, peeping through the blinds. I'm smiling. I got the biggest smile on my face. Yes, I did. And then I thought to myself, okay, it's going to take him like an hour to get to the airport. Then he's going to have to come all the way back. You ain't getting on no airport without no ID or nothing. You're not doing that. You're not doing that at all. So, homeboy went on there. I said, should I leave? Like, I want to say, I was thinking to myself, should I leave the house when he comes back? I just not be here? Or should I stay? And guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I stayed. So,
oh, my Lord.
He showed back up to like 2 hours later. He came back to the house. Boom, all you know is door slamming. He running up the steps, looking all over, looking all over. And I'm sitting there. I said, what happened? What happened? You lost something? Can I help you find something? You look like you're looking for something. What happened? And he said, why you effing with me? 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 You always trying to ruin my life. Why you effing with me? I was like, what are you talking about? You come and run up in the house all crazy like you're looking for somebody. What's up?
That's a damn good story. Let's get out to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. LAS Man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Who you going with?
We got the very lovely Stephanie Laker Girl Beard on the line with us.
Oh, Laker Girl. Hey, baby.
Hi, J-Row. Hi, everyone.
How
you guys
doing?
Girl?
Sexy thing.
Hi,
hello.
Mommy.
How you doing?
Hi, Rich Sister. I'm doing great. I hope I don't lose you guys. I wanted to call in on the question of the day. And so you talk about revenge?
Yes, baby.
Steph, okay. Don't do this, Steph. I got a good perception of you. Don't do this.
Well, no. What happened is,
when you start off like that, it's a problem. See, what happened is, she said he is, but was. Oh, did we lose her? Oh,
what
man,
happened?
We lost her.
That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That's what happened.
It
happened to flip. We lost her. Hey, we lost her, Rich Sister. Look here. Until you tell your story, you sit back and be comfortable. I really ain't got nobody back. I just pray for all my enemies and just ask God to take care of it. Thank you.
No better adventure.
As you do.
That's all I got to say.
Wow. All right. All right, Miss Terry, while we wait for our girl to call us back, we have a few minutes left to say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. Give us a revenge story, baby. Outside of the scenario, just give us a revenge story. Did you actually do that to somebody? Put some doo-doo in a cake? Is that the story?
I would never incriminate myself. So I'm going to bypass the story because I don't have any, and I don't think that time period is up.
I'm
just gonna sit out.
All right, no problem. We don't want you to get in trouble, girl. All right, Princess Aldea, give me a story of revenge.
I just
okay. Now you know I don't have much of a story of revenge. Okay.
You know.
No, not really, because I don't practice that. What revenge was?
Okay, does that mean you don't have anything to say for this topic then?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. When you have understanding,
no.
You really understand people. You more so have compassion, and things roll
not
off
Prince
your back.
What
well,
are you talking?
It doesn't bother you like that. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm talking
to
you.
We don't want a true purpose. What are you doing? We're trying to have fun. We don't want you to break it down for us.
I had a different flavor. The bottom line, you need to respect what my opinion is. I'm telling you what my thing is.
It's not an opinion. We have full story. You didn't ask for your opinion. We have full story.
Hey, look.
Hey, maybe you'll learn something. Listen.
Go ahead, girl. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can talk over Dr. Princess. Go ahead, like a girl. What was your story about Liquor Girl? I was driving through the canyon.
Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm gonna make it quick. My son, when he was 16, he went to go stay with his dad in the summertime, and he was dating this 22-year-old girl, and I didn't know it until he came home. After the summer. Well, whatever. Call it what you want. But anyway, so I found out because my niece went on Facebook and she told me how old the girl was. And she was saying she was only 19. So she would always call my son, always at the same time. And I took my son's phone away from him. And so when she called, I asked her all these questions. I was like, yeah, I'm giving my son a birthday party and I want to invite you. I need your address and, you know, all this.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
So I got all her information. Once I got her information, then I let her know. I said, you know, you're too old for my son. What are you doing, you know, dating my son and you're 22 years old? She's like, no, I'm 19. I said, no, you're 22. She's like, well, you got a problem with me dating son? I said, well, yeah, I got a problem with you dating my son. And she's like, well, whatever, like that. And then so what I did was I had my friend call her up and act like she was a detective and told her that she was going to get, if she didn't leave my son alone, that we were going to press charges against her and she was going to go to jail. But it still took her a few weeks or a few more months to leave my son alone. She didn't care that I had my friend threaten her that if she continued to call and talk to my son, that she was going to, you know, that I was going to bring charges up against her. So that was my revenge against her. But eventually she finally stopped calling my son. My son didn't want to deal with her anymore anyway. You know, he was like, I don't want to deal with her no more. She's crazy. You know, she was trying to say all this stuff, like she might be pregnant, all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, no. So you got to watch out for those. Anyway, it was a learning lesson.
Am I on mute still?
That's not a damn revenge story. That's a damn party pooper story. Your son was having fun, and you came in and messed it all up.
No, but she was trying to take advantage of my son. You know what I'm saying? You know, it might have been a learning lesson in the beginning, but, you know, at the end of the day, she was too old for him. He was only 16, still in high school. She was out of school.
Yeah, he was still there. He was 16. 22-year-old.
16 doing his thing, huh?
Wow.
That boy. Hey, I need his autograph. Can I have his autograph?
Something.
Really?
Yes, well, Dr. Princess Aldea.
I know men think that's okay, but women don't.
I mean, people are just really ignoring me. That is so not good. Anyway, listen. Laker girl.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say I'm there. If you ever seen somebody take their two fingers and put it from my eyes to your eyes, that's where I am, baby. That's
okay.
Where I am.
All right.
Right there.
Exactly.
Okay. I've told this story before. My daughter was dating someone that was older. By the time I got the news, they were in love and thought they were getting ready to go and jump over the broom or something. You know what I mean? So anyway, She was 16. He was older, and she said, I'll never forget, we were sitting under
Hold on, doctor. You have to say, hold on, doctor. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish, but we got to say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. All right, guys, look, you guys have a great work week. We'll see you back here in a week. Right now, coming up next on your network is The Music Business, The Way I See It, with Light Skin. J. King in the house. Get the hell up out of here. We'll see you when we see you. Peace. Okay, Dr. Brizzle, finish your story.
Love you guys over there in the J. King.
They're
network.
Gone
okay,
already.
Listen.
Just keep your story. Thank you.
Oh, they're gone. Okay. Well, that's fine. Listen. When she told me, we were sitting under this little archway at this church, right? And she says to me, Mom, I just wanted to ask you. No, I wanted to let you know that I really love, okay, her friend. And I'm like, okay. And she's telling me this whole story. So anyways, I was livid. Okay, livid. Because I didn't like that because he was older, she's younger. What's really going on? And how did this happen? Okay, so anyways, it was a friend of a cousin of hers, and there we go. So anyways, girl, I know where you were, baby, because I did all kinds of threats. I told him, now this is where, I guess I did have, I don't know if you, I had a reaction. Yes, I did. So now she has reminded me of my situation, because I'm telling you, I told that guy, I'll never forget they were going, I had trusted her to go with her cousin to go somewhere, and she was with this friend of hers, and who turned out to be a very nice guy. Actually, it was, that's another story. But anyway, and my initial response to him was very, one of being very upset because, hey, my daughter's 16 and you are what? 21. Seriously? So I didn't like that. And guess what I thought about, guys? After I told him that my brother, I'm going to get my brother on them, and look, don't play with me. I'm going to catch a case fooling with you. Stop playing, okay? I went there. I did. I felt it. It came out of my every fiber of my being. I wanted to strangle this kid, and especially with his calm nature. Oh, man, don't give me some of me back with the calm nature. Oh, now you really got me mad, right?
Oh, one please. Day. You thought about that life.
No, anyway, she's right. I don't want to. No, but my brother is. Nah, sorry, darling. He is. He really is. So all I had to do was make a call, and that was the truth. However, I decided not to. Okay, I told you my daddy was a gangster. Now, you know, I got some blood in there that's got a little something.
Okay.
No, anyway.
All right, that's a great story, Dr. Brizzle Dia. It's the top of the hour. We have to step out. Thank you so much. That was some good stuff. It was funny as hell. And we.
I want your girl to know that I was full of her.
Okay, she knows. She knows that you two are like peas of a pod. You guys are together forever. Y'all are connected by some spiritual-ass beam that y'all had sons and daughters that was dating grown up. Thank you very much, Dr. Princess O'Dea. It's a great-ass story. And we love you, and God bless you, and we're moving on. Thank you very much, Dr. Princess.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good morning.
Yes, your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Are you saying that no matter what I tell you to do, you will do?
Yes, Your Highness.
Anything I say, you do.
Yes, Your Highness.
Bark like a dog. A big dog. Hop on one leg. Make a noise like an orangutan.
Stir like coffee.
Missing Bernie Mac. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. It is the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Now, here, real quick, before we step out for this last break, I want to acknowledge someone who is going through a very difficult time. We're going to ask for prayers for this individual. Now, I got a message, Mr. Elias, from a young lady who lost her parents in a car accident.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. And you know, she's having a very difficult time. And, you know, she said that she ran across our show and that, you know, we kind of made her laugh. And she asked that we dedicate this show to her. And her name is Lisa. She's like, I can say her name. And, you know, but you know, I just want you to know that everyone on the show, our thoughts and prayers goes out to you, Lisa, and your family. You know, Momo B lost a parent. Yeah, I never experienced losing a parent. Mr. Elias, you know, you lost Pops.
Right.
Lose them in a tragic way. You know, our colleague Ernest, you know, lost his mom. What I would like people to do before we get into the lounge, I'd like for people just to, you know, maybe give her, if you don't feel like you want to do it, that's fine, but just give me like 30 seconds words of encouragement, because it really kind of touched me when someone says, hey, you know, make me smile. And the reason I'm doing it now, because, you know, we're going to go into the lounge and then we have our little part where we say we're going to do. I'm going to bring Ernest back in because Ernest, you know, he lost his mom too, and I think that it's important for her to get a message. So who wants to go first?
I've lost both of my parents.
Yeah, okay, Vanessa, why don't you just some quick words of comfort, because, you know, really, you know, when I read it, you know, I teared up, and I'm tearing up now. But go ahead. Let's wish some well wishes for this young lady. Vanessa.
Me? Oh, I'm
yes,
sorry.
You.
Let me take this out of my ear. I have lost both of my parents and both of my brothers. Out of six, there are only two. And my sister is with me. So I just want that person to know that it is hard, hard, hard at the beginning. It never gets much easier, but it does get a little bit better. And that just keep talking to God, and God is going to help you to get through this. It's hard, but God's going to help you to get through it. You're strong. You'll be all right. But it's hard. We all know that. And my prayers are with you.
Thank you. That was good. Ms. Terry, you have any words for Sharon Wayne?
All I can say is give yourself time, as much time as you need. Don't listen to nobody about when you're supposed to stop or when you're supposed to get over it. Just give yourself time, and you grieve the way you want to grieve. That's
exactly.
All. That's all I have to say.
That's good. That's good stuff. Thank you so much. Rich Sister.
Definitely prayers and blessings go out to this young lady. Just God bless you. And definitely my sentiments, what Ms. Terry said, don't worry about how long it's going to take you. It takes everyone as long as it takes them. So just prayers and blessings going out to you, really.
Thank you. Momo B.
I don't even know what to say, because I can imagine losing my parents, and suddenly I lost my mother, but she was sick for a long time, so it prepared me. I had time. Even though I was a kid, I knew she was going to die. I knew it. I just didn't know when, but I knew she was going to die. I saw it day by day. She got worse, so I had time to adjust to the fact that I didn't have a mother. Even when she was still alive, I didn't have her no more, because she was in a bed. That's where she stayed. So there's difference between that, knowing she's going to die, and then just waking up one morning and, hey, okay, bye, and the next they don't come home. I don't even know what to say about that. I never lost anybody that I loved that way. So I don't even have no words because I don't know. I can't.
Okay. Well, I think that was good enough. That was good. Thank you so much. Ernest, I think you know we were all together when you lost your mom. You have any words for this young lady?
Yeah, and you know I've said this before. When somebody else had lost a parent, and you know this is the first time I'd lost a parent, and I was like Momo, I had time to prepare. I've kind of been fortunate that way, but I had a friend that called me just a few months after, a friend from high school. She came to my mom's funeral, and we've always been in touch. And she called me a few months later that summer of 2012 and said, I think I'm getting ready to lose my mom. What do I do? And I found myself telling her something that I'd been doing and didn't really know how to put into words. I said, you have to let yourself feel whatever you feel. If you feel good one day, just feel good. Just go with that because that's what your brain is doing. If you feel bad one day, just sit in it. Don't run from it. Just sit in your pain. Experience it. Let it happen. Whatever you're feeling, let yourself feel it. Because, you know, and it boils down to a simple phrase. You have to be honest with your feelings. You can't run from it. You can't shove it down. You know, don't focus on the death. Focus on the life. You had that whole time with the parent. No matter how they left, how quickly, how slowly, how painful, you had a whole life with them. Celebrate that. But in the meantime, whatever you feel at any given moment, just let yourself feel it. And don't feel guilty if you're happy. If you're sad, then just go with that. It'll pass. You'll have sad moments again. But, you know, I remember watching a TV show when we were all kids, and it was some made-for-TV movie, and some woman was asking another one, said, are you still upset? And she said, no, I've cried those tears. She said, I think for everything in life, there's a certain amount of tears, and once you cry them, you don't have to cry anymore. So with that, I say just be honest with how you feel and let yourself feel it. That's the best thing you can do. At some point, like Vanessa said, you'll just wake up one day and you'll have a little bit more kick in your step. You'll be a little bit better. But these are the cards on the table and you can't change it. So just be honest with how you feel. That's the only thing I know to tell her. That's what I've done. That's how I've gotten through it. I have days where I'm laughing my tail off with you guys. And there's days when I wish I could call my mother and just chat with her or share a recipe because we're always trading recipes. We both love to cook. But just little things like that. And I still reach for the phone and I can't call her. So in that moment that I'm upset, I just sit through it, and it'll pass. And then I go on to the next thing. It's that minute-by-minute thing, you know, that you hear people say.
Yeah,
wow.
That's good, man.
Wow.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Wow.
Dr. Princess Odia.
Yes. I want to first say my condolences to all of those who've lost your parents, mother or father. My condolences to you. I was 15 years old. I'll never forget. The last time I saw my dad was one day walking home from school, and I see this small figure because my dad was short, and he's standing outside of his car getting ready to walk up to my house, and there's Dad. Dad had his last conversation with me, shared some things with me, and the next week when I walked home, I come in the home, and my brother and sister are sitting opposite each other, and their eyes are red, and I'm wondering why. And they tell me that my dad is dead. So I remember that 10th grade, losing my dad, and he called me the apple of his eye. I think back on Dad. I think back on the times that we had and shared. And today, I can say this, that Dad has always been with me, so he's always been with me. I've always felt his energy. His energy has worked through all of his children, as we have even found children that he had outside of my mom and three others. And we're all very, very close, and we're living the dream. I will say this, that whoever you've lost, your mom or your dad, understand that they're always there. Their energy is there. Their spirit is with you. My grandmother, whom I lost, and my God, I mean, she was honestly, we actually had a closer relationship than my mom and I. And my grandmother shows up in the dream, you know, and she sends messages at right times. It's so much more to death and life than most of us have ever understood it to be. So it's important for us to not push away the times when we see them in our dreams or the times we get a thought of them or feel them near us. Don't say it's crazy to think that, wow, I could have sworn I felt my mom, or I could have sworn I just felt her right there. But no, that's not true. I'm telling you it is. You felt them. There's more to life than what you may know. So I say that the spirit and the energy that our family and our lot, the ones that we've lost, what they've left with us, let's embrace it. Let's enjoy it. Remember the legacy of whatever it was that they intended as they lived their life to the full. They really did. Now we just have to embrace where they are now. And it's all good. It really, really, really is all good. That's what I'm going to say. Just embrace their presence, the feeling, and know that it's all good. It really is.
Good stuff, good stuff. Let me bring in Real Delia. I know that you lost a child, and I think a loss is a loss, but I'm going to open your mic. Do you have any words of encouragement for this young lady?
Yes, and since we're in a serious moment, I won't comment on the 5 bad minutes we just had. All my parents are gone, and one of my 2 children, and, you know, that was suddenly and tragic, you know, for my family. But what I want to say to Lisa about losing both of her parents suddenly in that way is that you are loved and cared about by people who don't even know you. We're sending you thoughts and prayers.
Amen.
And the main thing that I always tell people when their parents have gone is that this is what I learned when my mother passed away, and the 24th anniversary of her passing is coming up at the end of this month. When my mother was dying, and I knew that she was dying, I was very upset because I had finally realized, you know, over the last few years of her life that she really was my very best friend beside Jesus. And I was wondering, what was I ever going to do without my mother? That's what I thought, because I was 28 years old and my mother was dying. But I found out after my mother died, and this is what I tell everybody, when you have good parents, no matter how it is that they leave you, and once they have passed on, you must realize that you had good parents and they did give you everything that they had to give you so that you could go on. And you will go on, and it may not be completely easy, and we all have to go through our various stages of grief, but it will get better. And the best thing you can do is cherish the memories. And what I've learned since my daughter has passed on, and, you know, I've taken up kind of a new hobby for me, which is scrapbooking. And, you know, it's really a joy, you know, and since Lisa's a woman, I don't know if she's already into that or if she might want to get into that, but scrapbooking is a great way to remember and cherish the memories and make, you know, little works of art out of what we used to just have photo albums. Now we can make these very meaningful books. And what I've done since my daughter passed is I've actually done, I think, about 4 or 5 Shantae books. And then it got so heavy I had to stop. And now I'm doing, you know, more or less the history of my family.
Mm.
And doing a series of scrapbooks that are just everybody. So I think that would be something good for her to do. And like everyone else has already said, there's stages of grief, and everybody goes through them however they go through them. Some stages you might stay in for a long time, and some stages you might pass through very quickly. And, you know, in the case of my daughter, it's been, you know, 3.5 years, and I don't believe I'm ever going to get to acceptance. But that's just me.
Well,
I believe that Lisa will be okay in the end, and I'm sending positive energy, love, and prayers her way.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lakers girl, your mic's still open. Would you like to say anything to this young lady?
Yes, prayers go up for her. I did lose my dad at a young age, and I lost my brother as well. Basically, you know, just think about all the good times that she had with her parents so she can smile and laugh. Sometimes it'll make her sad, but just like Ernest said, you know, I agree with everything he said. Sometimes she's going to be sad. Sometimes she's going to be happy. And, you know, God is not going to deal anything to her that she can't handle. So, you know, my prayers are out to her.
So. Yeah, well said. Mr. Elias.
Yeah, nobody can tell you how long to grieve. So it's a process. You have to grieve when you got to grieve when you can grieve. You know, and I always go by what the Bible says. It says, trouble don't last always. Joy cometh in the morning. So, hey, look, always remember that, you know, there's going to be joy. There's going to be pain in your life. There's going to be a lot of things in your life. But the bottom line is, you know, you're going to grieve. You're going to, you know, I lost my brother in 2010. I lost my father in 83. Mm-hmm. I still grieve for those. I still grieve for my brothers and my fathers that I've lost. So, you know, some days it's going to be good. Some days it's going to be bad. Don't let anybody tell you how you should feel or how you shouldn't feel. Just
how long
you
ago,
gotta feel the way you're gonna feel. Huh?
How long ago did you lose your father and your brother, did you say?
I lost one brother in 2005. I lost one brother in 98. I lost another brother in 2010. I lost my father in 83.
Good gracious. I'm sorry to hear
and
that.
I still grieve. So
that's
nobody could tell you.
Yeah,
well said,
you gotta do it in your own time. Not good time, just your own time.
Yeah.
Whatever. If it takes 20 years, that's what you do.
Absolutely. Well said, everyone. All right, we're going to step out. We'll be back with our final thoughts after this.
Baby, with all joy living.
right, folks, we're back for our final thoughts. And let me just say this publicly. I want to say thank you. Thank you to my peeps, my crew. Those were words of inspiration, of love and inspiration. And I tell you, it's this is why I am so happy to be associated with these people, because we can sit here and laugh and clown and do whatever we do, but at the end of the day, you know, we always step up to the plate and say the right things. And so I'm glad that the gang, my crew, was able to do what they were going to do. I love these guys. I love these guys. And on that note, it's time for our final thoughts. And Rich Sister, you're up first.
Rich Sister?
You getting blown away over there, Rich Sister? Bless her heart. I heard wind and I didn't hear nothing else. Is it just me?
Well, you know, it's hot here, so she might have been.
All right. Well, sorry, Rich Sister. We'll move on. Miss Terry, final thoughts.
Great show. I'm going to leave you with a little laugh, because my dad used to always say laughter is the best medicine. So go on over there to Jay's page and look at that tan jacket. You get a real good laugh, and you can lift all your spirits.
Hated it.
Hated
thank
it.
You so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Miss Terry. Vanessa, final thoughts.
I just want to say, guys, because when Momo was having her show on Sunday, it was very, very difficult for me to even be on Momo's show. And she was talking about her mom when I was grieving so bad, because it was my first time working Mother's Day in years since my mother died in 2006. And Bobby, y'all didn't even know, I was sitting on the other side crying because she was playing her mom's favorite song. And Bobby was like, get off the phone, get off the phone, get off the phone. And he took me out to have drinks. And Bobby doesn't even do that. And he took me out to have drinks, and we just got some appetizers and stuff. And I'm just so grateful, whether y'all know it or not, to even have y'all in my life, in my world, that takes me away from sometimes thinking about the pressure that my mom left me with preparing this family. So I thank y'all for being, letting me be a part of you guys' world, not y'all and mine, me being a part of your world. And I just feel sorry for that person. And also, guys, if y'all could just do one something for me, my daughter has been studying for 6 months to take part of her CPA exam tomorrow. If y'all could just take a minute in your thoughts and say, Lord, bless that child, because she has been studying day and night. So I just want y'all to just do that for me. Would y'all please?
Lord, bless that child. We'll give it to you right now. In the
name
of
right, Jay.
What is she studying for, Vanessa, did you say?
Jesus' name.
My daughter has a master's in finance, but she's been studying for a portion of her CPA exam. She did not pass one of the sections, and she got discouraged, and she started back studying for another section so she can take that test tomorrow. And if she doesn't pass that section, I think my child is going to, like, hang up her rings with that for a little while. But she needs some prayer on that side, y'all.
I wish you'd have said something earlier. My niece that lives in Houston, that's what she got her CPA in Houston. So
It's hard. It's a hard exam. It takes a long time to pass all four sections.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why Bobby got me off the phone and had me to do drinks on Sunday, because I was sitting on the other side crying. And he's like, why are you on the phone crying with them? And he just got me off. Just got me out the house. So, anyway.
Well, I think I can speak for all of us. We're glad and we're so privileged to have you in our life. And we're, you know, like you said, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, you're in now.
It does.
So you can't go nowhere even if you wanted to. So we love you. And thank you so much.
And I love y'all.
You.
I'm going on mute. Y'all have a great day, everybody. I'm going on mute.
Great evening. Look outside. It's dark outside. Thank you, Vanessa. All right. Momo B, baby, final thoughts.
My final thought is to Lisa. I hope just take it one day at a time. That's all you can do is take it one day at a time. It's not going to get any easier anytime soon. That's for sure. It took me years and years and years.
Yeah.
I actually, to tell you the truth, I went on living like my mother's still alive. I didn't even tell people she died. My classmates never knew she died until after I graduated high school. That's when, and she died when I was 10. I went 8 years with people thinking she was still alive. Now, you go and figure that.
because kids are so mean in school. You know how you tell your mama jokes and all that? I didn't want them doing that to me. You know, I'm talking about my mother when everybody knows she's dead. That would make it worse. So I didn't tell nobody. That's just how I dealt with it. Nobody knew. So when I talk about it now that my mother was dead for so long, people say, well, I didn't even know. No, you didn't know. Nobody knew because I didn't wish to share that with nobody in my school because kids are cruel. They are.
Yeah.
And I had enough to deal with. I don't want to have to go to school. School was my getaway. It really was. It was my getaway, so I couldn't have that going on there. So that's just how I chose to deal with it. I don't know. But one day at a time, and keep your parents' memory alive. Keep them a part of your life, even though they're not there. Keep telling your children the stories about if my mother was here, because that's what I do to my kids. If my mother was here, I keep it all alive, because they never know.
Right.
They don't know her. But they do know what she would have did if she was here. They know that. Yes, they do. And I love it. I love every bit of it. And that's how we move on in my family.
Wow. That was great. That was great. Thank you so much. Dr. Princess, I'll do your final thoughts.
Wow. This has been an awesome show, and thank you, Jay, for that. I want to leave people with this. First of all, remember this. Even though they have gone from this life, know that their spirit still remains. They're still here. They are just thought away. And second, I want to say this. Many people ask, how do I change my idea of negative thinking or the negative thoughts, the thoughts that drive us right into this state of depression? I want to read just something very little. One of my favorite authors, Neil Donald Walsh.
Hold on, before you go, Dr. President, hold on, I'll let you finish that thought. We're going to lose our live audience. God bless you guys. We'll see you back here on Saturday. Go ahead and finish up.
Okay. A quote from Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God series. He quoted God to say, when you want to change a root thought, act in accordance with the new idea you have, but you must act quickly or your mind will kill the idea before you know it. I mean that literally. The idea, the new truth, will be dead in you before you've had a chance to know it. Let's not contemplate negativity. Focus on positivity and the idea, the vision that you have for your life, so that you can bring that reality into your now truth. It's really up to you. Let's make it happen.
Good stuff.
I love you all.
Well said. Ernest, may I give me final thoughts?
Just real quick, there was a Chinese philosopher, and he had a great quote. He said, I have just three things to teach: simplicity, patience, compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. That's my final thought. We'll see you on the Ernest Experience tomorrow night with Momo B and Miss Terry. Probably talking about Solange and all that, but we'll see.
That's good, man. That's good. That was good. I like that. I'm going to take that with me.
Jay, I just want to say something. I want to say I love how when things are serious, of a serious nature, or a nature where it's real, just real, that I appreciate all of our relationships. We can fuss, holler, scream. We can talk crap, have fun, be witty, laugh. And then at the same time, we can bring it home and bring some intellectual conversation and also some great inspiration in the midst of our comedy. And I want to say I love you all for that. I'm just saying I peeped that, y'all. Okay, I did. I peeped that. And I mean, I'm like, look at us. We just came together. We just was doing all kind of stuff that people don't know what to do. It goes without saying. And we came.
You
want to
mute her now or later, Jay?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and get rid of her right now?
Can I say something?
We closed it out, some real people. Don't you guys think that was wonderful and loving?
That was beautiful, thank you. Boop your mics off. Yes, Rich, sister, give me your final thoughts, sweetheart.
Yeah, sorry, my father, it came in one point. That's, if you called me early, I didn't hear it, okay? But definitely, once again, prayers going out to the young lady that contacted us about her parents. Once again, our condolences. And definitely I want to say again, thank you all for your prayers and blessings for the procedure that I had done earlier today. Thank you for your prayers, and keep me in your prayers.
We will. You know that. You know we love you, girl. Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts, though.
Hey, well, thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, before we go, let me say something here. I want to say to you, Lisa, and I didn't really say anything to you during the when everyone had the opportunity. I want to say to you that what I hope you take away from this show is the fact that you have people, and I think someone said it here, that folks love you that don't even know you, you know. And the thing that we take pride in our show is that, you know, we're not a bunch of damn celebrities sitting around on our hands and, you know, and act like we're bigger than life. What we try to do is we try to get together every Wednesday and Saturday and have fun, have real talk, and make people laugh and feel good. And so to hear that you wanted to be picked up tonight, like I said, when I read it, you know, it just brought tears to my eyes. I mean, even now, I mean, just thinking about it, because I've never lost anyone violently like that before. I had a cousin who got shot, but, you know, it was a cousin by marriage. I'm not saying that to be funny, but, you know, it was never the same, you know. And so, you know, I want you to sit back and really think about it. And I hope what you take away from this is the fact that you hear how people have lost their, you know, parents and loved ones, and how they have rebounded. You're going to get to this place one day. And like a lot of people said, just take your time to get there. You get there at your own pace, but you will get to this place where you're going to laugh again, where you're going to have fun again, and where you're going to be able to live life. And I think it's important for you to think about what your parents would want you to do. I know if I were your parent and I had moved on, I would want you to live life, because, you know, my gift to the world is you. And, you know, you need to make sure that you continue to inspire and do the things that you need to do to make sure that you live that life to its fullest, and keep your parents in your memory, all right? Well, Mr. Elias, man, is it time? Can we shut it down, brother?
Well, yeah, let them have their, if they're going to do their thing, let them do their thing, man. I'm out of here. You know what I mean? I got to get up and go to work early. So, yeah, let's shut it down. Most definitely.
All right, well, you're the man. So for Dr. Prince's idea, for Mr. Elias, Momo B, Ernest, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, Vanessa, for Real D, who called in, and I hope I didn't miss anybody. I think I said everybody. Rich Sister, you as well.
Like
RJ, God
girl.
Bless. Laker girl, of course.
Hello.
We'll see you
okay,
next
Jay,
time.
Jay, do I have an opportunity to do the show?
Oh, what the hell?
Listen to nothing.
No, you don't.
I was waiting for the copyright to come up.
Oh, boy.
Jay! Ernest is not supposed to be here. Mr. Ernest? He had better not be here. My sister, are you there? No, she's gone now. She's now flocking with Ernest. As everyone else. I don't even know if I'm on the radio.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hey! This is not right. If this phone hangs up, I swear it's not going to be a pretty day in the TJRS Radio Network, because Jay and I have an agreement. And actually, this is called, listen guys, are you there or are you gone? It's called Spotlight with the Doc. And if this phone hangs up, I'm going to feel like a heel, like my maiden name. But anyway, I really love tonight's show. I don't know if you guys peeped it, but in spite of the possible antics of whatever it's called between that's going on with the family of the TJ Arvis Radio Network, in spite of all that, And in spite of all that, could you feel the inspiration that was going on between all of us? We were all inspired to move. We were talking about family and energy, and it was just wonderful. You see, listen, I don't care what they say. I love all of them, every last one of them. I don't know what then happened to my sister. I love her so dearly, but she's actually absent now. Now she has become a part of the Ernest family, the Ernest Radio Network. And that's wonderful. I have to actually listen to the show. I actually plan to
I wasn't able to do it Sunday, although I knew there was a show. No, that's called The Explosion. I'm totally screwing this up. On Sunday night, there was an explosion, and I totally screwed. I wasn't able to do that because I have plans with my children. Very awesome. And then I wasn't able to do that. And I think she comes on Friday. I will have to check her out on Friday because I want to listen to her show. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And then there's also the Earnest Radio Network. We all have a wonderful, I believe, experience of energy. We all are cool. We're all cool. In spite of what you hear on the show, I know you hear some mess on the show. I don't know what the problem is. I said something about Jesus one day, and I mean, he went off. He's been wrong ever since. But y'all heard him in the beginning when he said, you can take your love and your true purpose. She's a bitch. You heard it. I said it. You heard it. Now listen here. What they say, like the grandmother said, look ahead, look ahead, look ahead. Now, when we said that, I forgot what I was saying. Listen, when Earnest is talking about being very outlandish, when he's talking about taking your love and your true purpose, I was saying something to him that had to reference, listen, dude, if you are a Christian, where is the love for the least of them, for the least of them? Where is the love? You hear that? That's what I was asking him. Where is the love? My brother. You know, you can call Earnest my brother because he don't know which one he is. I don't know. He kind of cross-breeds. You know how you get people that cross-breed. You know all of us mutts. We just a bunch of mutts. But anyway, he can connect to that, so I can call him my brother. So my brother said this stuff, but he's been upset ever since. And I'm like, look, my brother, it's nothing but peace. It's nothing but peace, love, and head grease between us. But it's never been love ever since. That man, I swear to you, it was a long time before I realized, but you know what? He can't stand a sister. When I tell you that's a sister that he can't stand, I be it. I be it. I'm the sister that he can't stand to love. Because he say, take your love, your true purpose, and stick it. Isn't that the mission of Jesus? I mean, I'm just saying. Did y'all hear me? Because that's what Jesus does, right? Is that the message? All right. Love. Walk in love, my brethren. And true purpose. Make your vision and make it clear. I mean, I'm just saying. So anyways, you ain't heard nothing from me. I ain't the one to tell you that Earnest from the Earnest Radio Network. Now, see, Earnest, now you see that? I just dipped you on your radio station. I just plugged you, man. Everybody right now, you got about, let's say 10% of the people, because that's marketing statistics, about 10% of the people have Googled already Earnest Radio Network. Look at that. That's love. I just plugged you. Right? Do you love me? 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 Do. Right. No, you don't love me. You can't stand my tail. That's all good, though, because I love you, baby. I am never trying to make you my friend, though. It just is what it is. I still got love for you, baby. Now, listen. Now, my sister, I don't know what the hell done happened there. The only thing I can say, have you guys ever seen the movie The Fallen? Yes, with Denzel Washington, The Fallen, when he was walking down the street, and every time he looked at somebody, energies and stuff was popping off, boop, boop, popping off on him. One minute, I mean, stuff was flowing through him, too. Energies was, like, coming through him right through the chest, right through the, man, the middle part, and they was doing his thing, right? That's what he did. Now, listen here. What they say, look at here, look at here, look at here. So, now, Denzel in The Fallen. That's all I can say that happened to my sister. Because I don't know what happened. We had love on the two-way street. We had all that. And somehow it left me. Right? Right. It's all because of Earnest. Watch this, Earnest. This is love. From the Earnest Radio Network. Ah, dang it.
am. I just said it. I just gave you another plug, man. I'm telling you, that's called love. So you want me to take my love on our true purpose and stick it? There it is. I stuck it right to you. Now listen, I'm sitting up in here in my room, shoot, doing what? Wait a minute, did somebody? Oh, nope, it's just an incoming call that I will ignore. So anyway, I'm sitting here, mad, love, and I am just sitting here reminiscing on tonight. I'm also thinking about all of our history. See, for those of you who do not know, let me just fill you in real quick, okay, because some of you are probably so confused. But I choose to allow you to be a part of this situation. So I want you to understand. Okay, so Ernest and I, at one time, we had a great relationship. Jay, you need to pull together some wonderful rewinds of Ernest and I when we were alone. There would be times we would be alone on the show and Ernest had mad love. We were actually getting along. Right.
Why are you even saying his name? Oh, my God, you're doing it again.
Because it's it's love.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Listen, this is
really sad what you're doing.
No, this is the first night for Spotlight Shot. So I'm letting people understand what's really going
Nobody cares.
No, we're
nobody cares. Why are you even talking about this?
Jay, we'll move on after this. But first, I believe that people should understand and have understanding. So I'm sharing understanding. I'm giving them knowledge. Do you understand that people that listen to this and have no history, no facts?
Who gives a damn?
Can you imagine what they're thinking? No, can you imagine
they're thinking, like, what the hell is she talking about? We're entertained by you talking about her. Nobody cares about that. Entertain people. This is not entertaining.
I'm entertaining them right now. Yes.
You're entertaining yourself, which doesn't count when you have people listening to you. Bye, Jesus.
Okay, hello. Listen, where's my Rob Spoo? Did you do your job? Absolutely not. Well, yes, you get on the call and you tell me what I'm not doing. I don't want to hear it. Call Rob Smooth. Tell him to stop stacking boxes and get on the phone.
Rob Smooth's mic is open, smarty pants. Bye.
What's that?
Jesus.
What's that?
His mic is open, knucklehead. Bye.
Rob Smooth on the line? Rob Smooth. Are you there? Rob? I thought Jay said you were there. Are you there? Rob? Would you talk? You're such a prune. You totally irk me sometimes. But you're really cool. You're really cool. Okay. I'll be cool. I'll be cool to you. Could you please say something? Rob! Oh, fine. You know what? It's okay. I'll just keep talking. And I'm sure you think that I know that I would keep talking. But of course I can talk. I can talk for like 2 hours. And it would never bother anybody but Ernest and now my sister. Who I will call and I can say what I can say. I don't know what I can say about her because I love her. I love my sister. See, you guys thought y'all were about to get some juice, didn't you? You thought I was about to cut her oh, man, she about to do it. She about to do it like the street. She about to do it like the street. And then.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can deny.
Jay, whatever. Listen here. Do you guys ever remember?
Puffs in a box, puffs in a box. We like the girls with the puffs in a box. Puffs in a box, we like the girls with the puffs in a box.
Okay, Jay, you know what? You can stop all that. That's your personal issue. We're going to keep that private. Jay, now this is my song, so you can play this. I mean, hold on.
1, 2. 3 and 2, 3 and 2, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip.
Hey.
Give me the microphone first so I can.
Ah! See, you don't know nothing about that. That's what I say when I'm feeling it. I say, you don't know nothing about that. Okay, you didn't even know I had that in me, did you? You didn't know.
Hey. Hey.
That's one of those Eddie Murphy moves. You know how, remember how Eddie Murphy, you know how, you remember how Eddie Murphy used to, how he dances in his movies and he gets and he does that comedy thing. Yes, right, Buddy Love is, that they so call it the hook back. When you snap your neck back and you, come on, Jack, since you want to start something, go ahead and start something, man. Listen, you guys don't know me. That's what I want to tell you. You think one thing, and I'm just telling you the other thing. Right. This is called, in case you are confused, Spotlight with the Doc. It's called the entertainment side. You know, I have a tendency to be very, very, very professional all the time. And this is also professional. We need to change the dynamic, okay? Listen, there's so much.
Hold on, what is it?
Oh, you don't know anything about Tupac. You know what? Jay, play that in the background. Just lower it. That's how producers do. Do you not know what to do, Jay? Do I need to do that for you, darling? I need you to play that in the background while I'm talking. It was the perfect stage. You just ruined it. You just totally ruined it. Jay, oh, my God, he is going to be fired in 2 seconds. Jay, it's ridiculous. Anyways, I don't know what you pay these people for. Listen, darling, okay, how long do I have? Because you know you getting old when you got to take the phone and put it
shut
back 10
up.
Feet away from your
you
eyes.
You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Hopefully you never
shut up.
Okay, Jay, that's not it. I wanted you to put, could you please put Tupac back on? Please put Tupac on. Just put it down about 2 or 5 and we'll be fine. Thank you, Jay. Work with me, darling. Thank you.
Is that not a booty call? Can you help me?
Jay, you are really frustrating me. I can't take this. This is a bit much, okay? You know what? Hell, why don't you call Six Eyes or something? Six Eyes to answer the phone. Call Six Eyes. He's a good conversationist, if nothing else. So anyway, I just want to say that this is my fam. Do you guys know that I've never signed to see any of... Okay, yeah, great job. Isn't that something? You know, the only person I've seen of our crew in person is Mr. Elliot. I've seen Mr. Elliot S. in person, and I tried to make a great entry to this experience. And, of course, who screwed that up? Yay. Hold on, what is this? Wait, hold on. Guys, be quiet now. You got to listen to this. Wait a minute. Is G.O.D. on the line? I know G.O.D. is not on the line. Oh, you guys, just shut up, Jay. You guys don't even know. This is such a communication. Okay, listen.
Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
No, oh, my gosh. You're so full of it. G.O.D. and I used to be radio husband and wife, and then one day, you guys have to listen back to the show. This is going to intrigue you, I'm telling you, because one day, I'll never forget it, G.O.D. was on the line, and there was this lady that called in, and she was all hot and heavy over G.O.D., and all the way up until this point, I thought I was just having a little radio fling. Honey, when that woman got on that line, I don't know what year that was. Let me think. So you got, I can narrow it down for you. So you can Google it. You know, Google will tell you what to eat for dinner. So all you got to do is Google the year and say G-O-G, because I'm sure it's something in there. And the doc, no? Well, yeah, Princess Adelia, the doc or something like that. You know, just Google. Work it out, okay? But listen, I'll never forget the night when that woman called on the phone. You know what it was? 2010. I narrowed it down for you, 2010. Oh, my gosh, she called on the phone, and he acted like he was with her. And I'm thinking, oh, no, the hell, he is not with her. I didn't even think that I cared like that. I've just been playing a role. I'm nothing but the radio wife. They played that song, dun, 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 like, you know, really like, hip song, you know, back in the 70s, doing the darn thing. Well, anyways, so, man, boy, when this woman, and he act like he was all into her, I said, huh, really? Oh, this is too much. Because a feeling and an emotion rose up in me that I did not expect. I swear I thought I saw stars, angels, and God all combined. Let me tell you what happened, though. After the show, I called Jay with a lump in my throat. I said, Jay, was he serious? Is he really going to be in a relationship with this girl, this woman that he had on the show? How dare he bring him? Bring her to our home. Huh? Our home happens to be cyberspace. Cyberspace, we're in love, the love boat. Yes, it was like a movie, a sitcom. I couldn't believe that I love, oh, I tell you, I mean, it actually felt like I had love that bubbled up from the gut of my, I'm from the gut, the deepest part of my belly. It was, girl. And, yes, well, this used to be called Sister to Sister Time. Now I'm going to call it, I don't know, I'm calling it Spotlight with the Doc. Because it's no sister to sister. Do you hear any other sisters out here? No. They're all gone. Booyah. Gone. Anyways, as I was saying, Mr. G.O.G., we had this moment. But guess what? As I called Jay to ask him that question, guess who was on the other line and had beat me to the punch? Mr. G.O.G., who also felt this feeling that, wait a minute, I think I like her. I think I really like her. So, guys, listen here. Let me tell you something. Don't ever underestimate what you feel from afar, because you are spirits having a human experience, which means you are nothing but a huge energy field, a huge energy field. That is absolutely phenomenal. And that's what I was having with Mr. G.O.G. Jay, can you please play the song again? They don't understand. And I'm not going to put our business out there because actually G.O.G. and I actually kicked it for a little while. Did I ever see him in person? Ha! I dare not tell you. According to Jay, I never saw him in person. It was all computer love. And that's what, see, Momo, my sister, that's my sister in case you guys don't know that too. I don't know what has happened, but Momo is my sister. She'll always be my sister. Anyways, Momo, we used to play Computer Love. Who's to say that the reason that I played Computer Love, that it didn't have anything to do with Mr. G.O.G.? Well, G.O.G. is a nice gentleman. I've never met him in person, but let me tell you, energy is more powerful than anything you say or do. So it really doesn't matter. You can have mad love. My cousin right now, she's been married, I think for 13 years to a cyberspace love baby, and they have a wonderful and phenomenal marriage. And I invite anyone to go check her out. Her name is Vera Holloway, Halloway, on Facebook. She's also, she's a computer science engineer, but she's also a distributor for Mary Kay. So if you're in Michigan, check her out wherever you are. She's very organized. She's the bomb. But I just want to say this, you know, her
they had a cyberspace, not cyberspace, well, internet love, and they married, and they have a beautiful son, little Jason, beautiful, my beautiful nephew, my beautiful cousin, sorry. And it's just wonderful. So, listen, never underestimate that, guys. You know, I actually had ideas and hopes for Momo and Mr. L.E.S. Did you guys know about that? Yes. Momo B and Mr. L.E.S. had this kind of thing going on. We were going to get together on a get-together club, and we were going to go. And we, I mean, what the hell is going on with that, guys? Can we please get it together? Can we please get an event together? I'm going to have to do this. I think we should do it this September. I think we should do it this September, and maybe not Jay. We're not going to go, and everybody's going to go to Aruba, I think it is. Maybe not. I don't know. But we need to have a picnic, guys. Hello. Maybe September. So when I come back from Africa, I want a picnic in September, and I think we need to pull it together because this is just too much. It's been like 4 years. 4 freaking years, and it's not my fault, guys. I'm telling you, I know I'm the president of the Get Together Club, which sucks because we haven't gotten this plan. I had a couple of meetings scheduled, and it didn't go well because, you know, why nobody showed up, that's what happened. So, anyways, we need to have some love, and yes, schedules are busy. So guess what? I'm going to admit right now openly, I need some help. Can we all, can a couple of us get together, girls, gals, maybe Val. Val, how about you? Richester, how about you? I mean, can we please pull this thing together? This is some bull, okay? This is bull. Bull baloney. Hello. Let's pull the get-together club together. I need assistance. Yes, the schedule is like crazy right now, especially with Africa. We're going to Kenya and leaving July 30th, and we'll be there till the 6th. It's going to be an absolutely awesome time. I don't know if you guys know, but we're going to be speaking at a conference, and when I say we, I'm talking about the True Purpose Team. The True Purpose Team, we set out to have a global world peace True Purpose movement in 2010, and this year we're going to Kenya. And it's going to be absolutely awesome because for 4 days we're going to be speaking, they say, to over 900 people, nearly 1,000 people. And then on the fifth day, we're actually going to be speaking to some young orphans. And also widows. We're going to go to the village to speak to the women that are widows and are suffering in some kind of way. So I'm very looking forward to Bungoma in Kenya. And we have some great, great, great leaders around the world that are going with us as the leader of the team. I set aside 6 people that will join me in this mission. And I thank you guys for just your energy of love, peace, safety, and all of that great stuff, because this is going to be life-changing and transformational for so many people. That I do know. And we're very excited. So it's been very, very busy with the planning of that and doing fundraisers and things of that nature. We have also Pauline Victoria that's going. And I know I've shared her story. She was on the show a few weeks ago. She has no arms and legs, guys, but she's doing it. She's going around the world, and she's making it happen. And she's also one of those who will be traveling with us to Kenya. So I'm very, very, very happy for that. So listen, guys, listen. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. If you don't want to do it, then it won't get done. Let me tell you, you heard what I said before I was ending. Negative thoughts, let it go. People say, well, how do I change it? How do I change my situation? I can't help but inspire, first of all. So I have to tell you, so you guys take a break for 2 seconds, okay? All right? I know we want to laugh and have a good time, but, you know, I can just hear you guys in the background talking all that crap. Oh, why don't you do another True Purpose radio show? This is a show that you're supposed to, like, have comedy and entertainment. That's what I'm doing. It's called Spotlight with the Doc, which means I can do what I want to do. What that's called? You know, I don't know why the first thing came to me was, shake your thing, I'll do what you want to do. No, hey, I can do it. Hey, no substitute. Okay, I don't know why that came to my mind, but that's not the song that I was supposed to be singing. I was supposed to be singing Bobby Brown's song. It's my prerogative. Hey, I can do what I want to do. It's my prerogative. ow, I can do what I want to do. Y'all heard that, right? Ow. Man. Rob, woo! Rob, where are you in the house? I know you here and you being just angry and not saying anything. Speak up. Now, forever hold your peace. Rob, move! You little son of a gun. I already heard your mic was open. I just don't even understand. Are you stacking boxes? If you're stacking boxes, I do understand, and I appreciate you for joining and listening. I understand that you can't talk because you're working. Let me tell you guys about Rob's move. If you ever seen Tim, have you ever seen the sitcom Tim the Tool Man, what was it? Tim the Tool Man on, I can't remember exactly the name, but it was Tim the Tool Man something. I can't remember. Anyway, remember the guy that used to be in the backyard kind of like looking over the fence? Nobody ever sees his face. You only see, let's see, what did you see? You only see the bottom part of his face. That's what Rob Smooth is. Rob Smooth is also the guy on Martin. He used to come through the window on the show. Remember him? He come through the window on the show, and Martin say, "Man, why are you coming in here?" Or maybe that was Gina. "Why are you coming in here, man? Damn, Martin, get him out of here." That's Rob's move, baby. Now you understand. You understand, Rob? That's my boy, though. He's cool. He is really, really cool. But I think he is the infamous man that you got to look out for because there's something extra going on with Rob Smooth. Rob Smooth really doesn't stack boxes in a stock room. I'm just telling you. You ain't heard it from me, but I'm telling you, Rob Smooth is more than a stock man. You know why? He's too witty for that. He's a smart son of a gun. And you can be smart in the stock in the stock room, too. Hey, excuse me. Kudos out. I tip out my hat to those who work in the stock room who are smart as hell. Some of you are doing, as a result of your little journey, you may be a doctor, a master's, whatever. You doing you, okay? You doing what you have to do, and you are stacking boxes. I want to see you, my love. You are all good, baby. It's all good because I don't want to ever make it, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm trying to, you know, have some kind of issue, social status issue, not at all. Because let me tell you, I was in a homeless shelter. For some of you who have listened to the show for the first time, I was in a homeless shelter after having a multi-million-dollar company. And I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you, it happened to the best of us. Some of us don't fit the profile of the place that we're in, but we're in it, we're doing it. And the bottom line is when you're doing what you're doing as you're going through your journey, when you're smiling, that's what's up. So anyway, now let me tell you something. Rob Smooth, I heard your mic was open. I don't know why you quiet. I can only assume that you're in a place that you can't speak. I get it, darling. It's okay. I love you anyway. Because I love you because I know that you just really just wanted to be here to show some love. So I'm going to show you some love, too. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, listen. Let's see what time it is. See, I'm telling you, I got to put my wait a minute. What time is that? I can't tell. Oh, I've still got some time. It's wonderful. Girls and gals and gents, I had to take the phone and put it like way away from my eyes just to tell what time it was. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you, I was talking to somebody today, they had a birthday, right? I said, how old you turn? He said, 47. I said, that's absolutely awesome. I said, now, are you like me? Do you feel like you don't feel like you're 47? Or is it that you just don't feel like how you thought that your idea of what 47 meant or 50 meant? See, when, you know, years, when you were 20 years old, you think 47, 50 is old. It's like, that's old. That's like, wow, you're really old. Then you realize that once you get there, I'm not exactly 47, though. I'm not there. But I'm just saying, you get to that point and you realize to yourself, man, I feel like I'm 25. I don't even feel like what I thought I would feel at 40-something. I feel like I am 25. I feel good. Oh, yeah. I feel good. Oh, my God. I feel good. Wait a minute. Hold on, hold on. Feel good. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, guys, I can really do this, though. This is how they do it. Feel real good to your baby. Let me hear you say. Ow! Wait a minute. Can I say it without sounding like I went to church? Hold on, okay. You know how when you done been in church, my daughter doesn't think I'm on the radio. She's trying to interact. She doesn't realize I'm live on the radio. Lauren, please, be quiet. Mama's on the radio. Now, listen. That's what happens when you see a mom. Your children come in, talk to you, sit on the bed with you and all this. You know, they just blowing my cup. Excuse me, honey. I'm really live on the radio. They say, hey, man, that's my son, Ricky, baby. He said, hey, Mom. What? Lauren, what you doing, honey? Okay, darling. I'm on the radio. You messing me up right now. You messing me up. Okay, hold on. Sweet guys, please. Can you guys get out? Oh, wow. Okay, listen. No, you cannot. I wish there was a camera in here. You never know what you're going to get on the spotlight with the doc. This is the reality show in my home. I mean, I'm going to really try to keep it cool. You might hear dogs. You might hear children. I don't know. Well, my son's not a child. He's like never here. I'm missing him. He's actually moving out, and his second time, and I'm very, like, sad. We'll talk about that later, Gail. You know, something about when you're a single mother and then your children grow up, you're excited about it, but at the same time, you want them to get the hell out because you are so sick of them being in the house, and you realize that you guys are grown. And this is the thing. Ladies, single mothers, listen, let me tell you something. The men, okay, hold on. The men are single. Hold on. You know what, Ricky? This is not good. I can't right now. Okay. The single mothers are simply like this. They are simply like this. And, you know, I have kids talking in the background. That's what's going on right now. But let me share something with you. When our children are of age that they are adults, they have their life, we have ours. There's certain things that we want in our homes, and there's certain things that we don't. Now, all of a sudden, we want everything to be in a specific order, and when you disrespect our order, it's now, you know what, you gotta go. It's nothing personal, kids. So in case your mother or your father told you to listen to this show because they want you to know that they understand, they don't even know what to say to you because they're 2 seconds for putting you out on a curve. And it's nothing personal, really. It isn't. It's just you got to go because you're grown. I'm grown. We're grown, but you got to go. But you know what? Let me tell you something. One thing that is so awesome is that we are excited about your growth and development, and that's what life is all about. It's about growth and development. And, Mom, we have all decided to allow our children to be grown. We have pushed for them to be independent, and I just didn't expect when it came to the point that I was actually – it was coming to the point that he's really going to move out and do his own thing. It's not like he's going off to college campus, because when he goes off, when the kids go off to college campus, it kind of feels like they're still kind of present, right? You know, because they're just at college campus. But when they're picking up those bags, because you guys literally are two grown folks trying to make it work, and it doesn't work like that. At some point, you are really trying to suck it up, and the tears come. You're crying. Last night, I sat in my bed. I don't know why. I felt like, oh, my God, he's really leaving. He's a grown man.
I was having a moment. So I understand where you guys are. I had a moment, and maybe some moms don't even let them know of the moment, but I kind of had a pickle for a second. Okay, guys? I know. Mom called out the gate. I was done. So done. Oh, God. Oh, God. Listen, I just have to tell you this. I want to applaud all mothers, whether you are a mom who birthed your children or you a mom who had to raise the children that your children had. I said it. The mom that your children had. Some of you didn't even want to have another child. And you had the choice to let that child go. You literally had the choice to allow for the hospital to take and adopt your grandchild out. And you decided that you were going to keep that child and raise that child. You know who you are. I want to give a special thanks and applaud to you. That's some serious stuff. I put my hat off to my girl out there. One of my best friends. She was on my show one time. She reminded me actually of Momo B. Really, really cool. I mean, just phenomenal, man. She's so cool. And she's real, man. My girl, Dawn Patterson, is nothing like her. She raised her children, and she also opted to raise her grandchild because when she saw that grandchild, it was nothing but love. But she speaks volumes for so many women who have raised their grandchildren, and if it wasn't for the grandmothers and the grandfathers out there, where would so many of us be? Because so many of us have had young parents. So many of us have had so many young parents, and we've lacked wisdom. Do you understand? My love to you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. My love to you all. That's some serious stuff. I thought about that this Sunday. What about the grandmothers who thought that they were done raising their children? They were getting ready to live their life, and then, bam, there it was. They took up the slack, held down the fort with no child support. That ought to be a quote. Hey, 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 to all the grandmothers out there who held down the fort with no child support, no government assistance because they weren't the actual foster parent, because they were just the mom. They were actually the grandmother. They were the blood. So they didn't get that money. They gave and gave their life for you, for me, for so many of us, in spite of the lack of funds, and they made it happen. They've been that example that shows us exactly how it is. It gives us hope. Some of us women, you're not a grandmother, but you're a mom that didn't plan to have this. Well, now what? I want you to think about the grandmothers that also didn't plan to have one either. And think about their love. Think about how they worked there and they held down the fort without child support, baby. It feels good. Oh, yeah. It feels good. Oh, hey. Feels good. Oh, yeah. Hey. See, I have to do this because Jay's not giving me any music. It feels good. Oh, feel good. No, wait, hold on. I told you I could do it. Feels real good to you, baby. Let me hear you say, oh, I did it. Baby. That's right. Can you do it too? One, two, ready, go. Feels real good to you, baby. Let me hear you say. I love it. It's so good. I'm gonna end up making a song on the spotlight, baby. Oh, you know what? We need to have Jennifer Hudson's song called Spotlight as my introduction, Jay. Jay, work with me, baby. I don't know what your problem is, but don't you get that earnestism in you. I need you to let it go, baby. Let it go. Who's that? Yes. Listen, guys. Ricky, can you please stop texting? Can I please use the phone? Okay, listen. I just want to tell you guys that this has been an absolutely awesome time. What time is it? Okay, I got to move the phone away from me. All right, 11:16. Do you know my eyes playing tricks on me? They were playing tricks on me. I didn't know what time it was, but you know the show is going to cut off at 11:30, so you might as well just set your timer. It's like 11:30, mama is gone, okay? Because 11:30, we all through. Ricky, if you mess up this phone, see, my phone had died, and I called in from another phone, but if I call in from my phone again, then the phone is going to hang up. So now I was using my son's phone because my phone had died. And my son is trying to handle business while I'm on the phone. See, we do all kind of things when you are doing reality shows on talk radio. That's what we do. Please, Ricky, could you please move? I really, this is very uncomfortable because I don't know what's happening right now. Am I on mute? Am I on mute? Okay, this is just something else. Oh, my God, what is happening? The computer, the thing is texting by itself. What happened there? How did that happen? I'm telling you, I don't know. I just told you guys that I felt like I was 25, but when technology hits you in the face, you feel like you're old as hell. I feel old as hell because I just looked at the phone and the text was moving and he wasn't texting shit. Excuse me. I said a bad word. Wait a minute, it's not a bad word. Excuse me. I cancel that because I don't say a bad word. Bad words are only as you perceive them. I don't think that they're bad words. Ricky, I really need to use the phone. Okay. You know, we work together as a family. We really do. And I'm just telling you, Ricky, I really need to use the phone. I really need to use that. How is this happening? Is that really need to? Oh, guess what's happening, guys? I didn't even realize this. I just looked at the words that were being said, and it was me talking. It was me talking. The darn phone was recording what I was talking, and it was texting it. Excuse me, honey, watch your words. Okay, listen. Okay. You know, I tell you guys, we're very liberal over here. I'm going to try to be quiet.
Crazy.
Okay, Ricky, Lauren, mommy's on the radio. Oh, you know what, guys? I want to tell you something. It's 11:18. My daughter is a Michigan State finalist for the National Miss Pageant. I'm very proud of her. She's absolutely awesome. She got a 4.0 last semester. And she has also, she's getting ready to go to prom this weekend. My daughter, she indicates she's going to school to be a psychologist. And she's going to do her life's true purpose. My thing is, let's support our children in whatever it is that they want to do. Don't, you know, I was doing a seminar in December, and you know what was so interesting and actually sad? There was a young girl in the audience who actually came to the seminar because she said that my daughter's speech at her school really touched her. And this young girl wanted to be, when I asked her, I called her out, I'm not knowing who she was. I said, who, you know, what do you want to do in life? And you know what she said? She said that I want to be a violinist. Then she said, I wanted to be an engineer. And she went back and forth, but I can feel my energy totally picked up that, no, she wants to be a violinist, most importantly. So I said to her, I said, sweetheart, you really want to be a violinist, don't you? But it doesn't sound so good. It doesn't sound as good as you saying, I want to be an engineer. Am I right? And she agreed, and she said, yes. That was the case. Listen, parents, and hold on a minute. I'm a single mother. I've got stuff going on in the background, and I'm not going to row at my kids except for one thing I'm going to say. Mommy's on the radio. I'm telling you, these kids are, I'm telling you, they don't get it. Mommy's on the radio. You know what they say. When children are doing what they're doing, they Hey, they just bottom line, they just know you as mommy. They just know you as daddy. They're not caring if you are the president. They don't care who you are. At the end of the day, for them, you are mommy and you are daddy. And however you got to be mommy and daddy, you could be all that other stuff later. But when you come home to me, you are mommy and you are daddy, period, flat out. Nothing else to be said. So this young lady, I'll never forget, I said, and her mom was sitting next to her, I said to her, I said, you want to be a violinist, but it doesn't sound so good, right? And she had tears in her eyes as she said, yes. And I had her to affirmatively that you will be the best violinist in the world. Respect what it is that you were called here on this earth to do. You are not called to just live, eat, sleep, and breathe, have sex, and have kids, and reproduce. That's not all that you were here for. You are here for a life's true purpose, and trust me, it will be sure, if not in this lifetime, in one lifetime, it will fulfill its soul's desire, and that is the truth. So, listen, don't try to stop the children from doing what they want to do. Not about you. Don't try to live vicariously through your children because they were, you know, you didn't do what you wanted to do. Allow for life to guide and lead them to the direction in which they are called. That's what you do. That's your mission. And that's what it's all about when you are checking out Spotlight with the Dot. I want you to show love to your children. I want you to embrace your children and their dreams, wherever they are, man. That's what it's all about. I'm just saying. Your children should not feel uncomfortable because they want to be, hell, if they want to be an artist, then let them be an artist. Then they will be the best artist that they will be. If they want to go to a community college and don't want to go to Yale or Harvard, don't fall out, pass out, and die because you got to tell somebody that your child went to the community college around the corner for a few minutes and then she's got, huh? Let them do what they were called here to do and let them be comfortable in it. It's not about you like that. You were the vessel. I don't mean to bust your bubble. You're the vessel that birthed the child, brought them into the world. It's all good. It's a wonderful thing. You did your job right there. You did your job. And then you nurture them. They are living. They are still here breathing, doing what they were called. They are here to be able to do what they were called to do. So guess what? Allow for life to take its course in his life, and that's all that you need to know, baby. I love you guys so much. I'm going to make up a song for the Spotlight with the Dot. It's called The Spotlight with the Dot. The Spotlight with the Dot. You've been listening to Spotlight with Doc and without Rob Smooth. Okay. You know what? No. I'm going to come up with a new one. Okay. This is my song that I'm going to do. The Spotlight with the Doc. I want you to know. I don't like that either. No. Okay. That's not working for me. Let's see. How am I going to do this? Do I hear something? Is that Rob Smooth? Oh, he's so pretty.
No, it's Jay Ryle saying, hurry up and wrap this junk up. Jeez, it's horrible.
Oh, Jay, can you show me love? Can you help me with an introduction? Can you help me with an introduction and exit for my song?
Okay. How about just saying bye and taking your ass on and read your damn text message on your phone? Oh, God, Jesus. Great show, Don.
What did you just do to my phone? Did you just send me a text message that's not favorable?
No, Jesus. Just read it.
Spotlight.
Great show. Good night.
Are you leaving? The show doesn't end until 11:30, Jay. I want to leave at 11:30.
It needs to hurry up.
I don't
want
to leave a minute before 11:30. 11:30 is when my show is over. Thank you, sir. This is called The Spotlight with the Dot, Jay. I'm doing what I'm doing, Jay. This is my spotlight. You gave me the spotlight with the Dot, Jay, so I'm trying to have the spotlight with the Dot. And that doesn't include Jay Rowell. It doesn't say spotlight with the Doc and Jay Rowell. It doesn't say that. So why are you here? Jay? Oh, darling. I don't even understand. I don't understand why you do this. Why do you intrude on my show? I don't understand. I know this is the Jay Rouse show, but right now it's not the Jay Rouse show. It's called The Spotlight with the Doc, and you're not supposed to be here breathing and hatting and patting and stuff like you're so annoyed or something. It's just ridiculous. But anyways, as I was saying, people, excuse that interruption. We had a minor interruption. Sometimes those things happen, and sometimes they happen with the executive producer of the show. But it's okay. I know you don't understand, but on this part of the show, it's called Spotlight with the Doc, which means that he has nothing to do with my part of the show. Yeah. I just don't have the control of the board or anything. I don't know how to control the board because he won't give me the code to the control of the board because I think it would be better if I controlled the board after he was gone. Hello. So I need you guys to email him. I think it's called jryle@live.com. Or no. Or maybe it's TJR. Jay, are you there? Could you please give them the email? Because I want them to email you to let you know how they feel about this intrusion. Could you please tell them the email? Jay? I want the people to give us feedback, Jay. It's okay. Just come back on the show 2 seconds. Wait a minute, hold on. It's 11:27. He's trying to take this thing out, guys. You don't understand. It's a conspiracy against me. Next week, I'll have all of the information. We'll have nothing to worry about. Jay doesn't want to tell me because we only have 2 more minutes left. I mean, what are we going to do with 2 minutes? I mean, if he doesn't give the information, then it is what it is. I don't know. I don't even understand what's going on. He should not have interrupted Spotlight with Doc. So we'll make a song. I don't know what it's going to be called, but it's going to be Spotlight with Doc. And I think Jennifer Hudson is going to have something to do with this because she has a song called Spotlight. So, you know, we can probably take a little spotlight. I don't know. It's called Spotlight or something like that with Jennifer Hudson. We'll have to get that, Jay. Jay? Oh, God. Oh, okay. Jay, it's all good. It's all good. You know, you're just like the rest of the fam. I don't even understand. I come to the spotlight and I still get attitudes from you. I just don't understand. But it's okay because I still love you too. And I love Miss Elliot. And I love you, Momo, my sister. And I love Val. And I love Rick's sister. And I love Cassandra Calloway. And I love, wait a minute, hold on. Here it comes. I love Vernon. Yes, I do. I love all y'all just the same. You can't mess with me. I got love for you. Wait a minute, hold on. How's it go? I got love for you. Wait a minute. It's some kind of song that goes with that. Wait a minute, hold on. I got 2 minutes, y'all. Help me out. I got love. Yeah, that's what it's called. Got love. I think it's one of those old, like, Motown songs from, what's her name? Diana Ross. Diana Ross. I got love. I think that's it, guys. Help me out. Jay, can you please